last time on the Don and Mike Show.
And now from Boston NFL Sunday, here is Jimmy Kimmel.
Rick, let me put you on hold for a second.
All right.
He'll hear this, but I don't want to do it to his face. He'll appreciate this. Is that sponsorable?
Well, I think since we interrupted our guest for it, yeah,
absolutely.
Sponsored.
Absolutely.
Hi, Jimmy.
I like that. I got no one appreciates fart comedy more than I do.
And I want to tell you something. Not a tape. A real fart from my ass.
Oh, I can tell. If I got some kind of sponsorship every time I farted, I would be a zillionaire.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to our show.
He's the son of a beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free. At 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
Turn your radio down.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? Ah, what a happy time it is. I get to introduce everybody to my biological father.
Wow.
Philip, Robert, Jonathan, Wadham, Hawkbird.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
I'm relieved to hear Phil's voice because he almost didn't make it.
Bill almost didn't make it?
Almost didn't make it. He was very busy helping George W. Bush change the bandage on his face.
Yeah, nice bandage.
What is the deal with that?
Nice bandage, man.
Watching out for seepage. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Davin and all the ships at sea. Hey, they've got the world on a string. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for your patronage. Don and Mike Show coming to you live on the Westwood One Radio Network. Oh, you got something for us?
Already.
Let me turn the music down. Hold on.
Wow.
www.ebay.com.
Good afternoon.
The hottest cigar. What did I say? eBay?
Egars.
E-something.
Egars.
Well, I'm not used to doing the plug.
I know.
2 seconds after we go on the air.
You know, it was there, and I just thought I'd share it. It's a new record.
Westwood One. Listen, it's a real network. Don't laugh, everybody. New episode, and it's Monday, November 13th. Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. A fart in the first 30 seconds of the show.
Bingo.
What can I say?
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Won't you come on in?
And Mike, is it me or does that fart smell like whiskey?
Might be Irish whiskey, Doc. Yeah.
Jameson's Irish whiskey?
Yes.
Oh, you were there. That's great.
Welcome in.
Step into my heart.
Step into my whiskey-driven heart.
Step into Mike's colon.
Leave your cares behind.
Still no winner. Bush or Gore. This show, everybody's a winner because it's built with you and mine.
Built with you and mine.
Built with you and mine. Yes, I guess our lead story today is Mike is back on the wagon. Back on the wagon.
Back on the wagon.
Back on the wagon. I say that publicly so that I can be humiliated if I fall off again.
Good luck, Mike.
Thank you, Buzz. I appreciate that. That's the only reason I say it publicly. Because if I don't say it publicly, then I'll be in, you know, then I won't have any motivation. You know,
you fell hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, I fell weeks ago.
I was unaware that you had fallen.
Well, that was back when you were, we weren't feeling that well, and I was on the wagon for about a little under a month. I was on it, and I stayed on it, and then when I fell off it real hard. Mm. And then I've been off it, so I didn't fall, this past weekend. I've just been back on the ground, and I was on the ground again, and I woke up Sunday, and, I kind of was really no use to my wife or family, and I said to myself, this is unacceptable, and I think really it's time to go back on again.
Okay. Would it be fair to say that you've been off the wagon, but this is the first weekend that the wagon ran over you?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
I know the feeling.
The wagon did run over me.
With big horned tires just right over you, yeah.
Absolutely.
We were just hearing that apparently the fall off the wagon happened on Saturday. Yet today is Monday. And you are still feeling the effects.
Yeah, not nearly like I was yesterday. Yesterday I really wasn't much good to anybody. I did a little painting around my house, but I was really like doing it horribly, taking the roller and like going in all different directions. And then I looked on the hardwood floors that I hadn't put a drop cloth on, and I see these big blotches of yellow paint.
Oh, dear.
Well, we're all behind you.
Thank you, Don.
Good luck.
Behind you 100%, Mike.
I appreciate it. I feel much better knowing that I'm back on the way. I really do.
We're all with you until the next time you fall off.
Thanks. And let's count. We'll count the days. We'll count the weeks. Hours.
Minutes.
I figure what better time to try to, to really test yourself than to jump back on during, as we start to flirt with the holiday season.
Yeah. Okay.
Good luck with that.
Forget about that.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
There was just a touch of alcohol involved in my weekend.
Oh.
I wouldn't say that I fell off the wagon since I had not completely ruled out the option of drinking. I was just supposed to drink, in moderation every once in a while.
Yeah, and see, that's what I've determined that I just don't do well.
And I did.
You did. All right. So now you have had doctors tell you that you have to back off.
Yes, because of my kidney problems.
This is so funny. You take this show and then compare it to like what our show was, 15 years ago. And it's just funny. The way I'm talking and the way you're talking, and then when you bring Buzz into the equation, we do sound like we belong in, we don't belong in a radio studio. We belong in a hospital.
No, listen, I'm healthy as a goddamn horse.
Uh-huh.
And I was able to go out and pound some on Saturday night with my wife and with my brother-in-law and with my sister-in-law. And as a matter of fact, there was so much being served at the table that at one point, I won't embarrass the person we're talking about, but we started talking about somebody we all know having sex.
Okay.
And whether that person has sex with the lights on.
All right.
And at one point,
I think I can guess.
Frieda pulled out her cell phone. I bet you can't.
All right. I was just thinking what the drunken conversation would lead to discussing an elder statesman of the family.
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
Would I know this person you were talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was a family member?
Can't say, Mike.
It wasn't me, was it?
No, it was not you, no.
All right. I always get paranoid about that.
There you go. It was...
And besides, I know you like the lights on.
Damn right.
You do whenever we have sex.
I know.
That's who it was.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right.
So the conversation was...
There it is, Rob. Okay.
So the conversation was, do these two people, when they bang, do they bang with the lights on?
Hmm.
And around the table, the four of us, me, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, and Frieda, we all decided, no, that they don't, probably because the female won't let the lights be on.
Kind of the old-fashioned way. Now, you think of doing it with the lights off is almost an antiquated way of doing it.
So after we had argued this point endlessly at dinner, Frieda pulled out her cell phone. And she said, well, if you really want to know, and this is an indication of how off the wagon we were, so if you really want to know, well, why don't you call?
Now, that's fun. That's big-time fun.
And I said... You got it.
Yeah, and you were the point man?
Yeah, and as it turns out, it's a man and a woman, obviously, we're speaking about, and the man picked up the telephone, and I didn't have the balls to ask.
No, if the woman had picked up the phone, would
absolutely.
You have had the guts?
Yes, I would have. So I called him, and I said, hi, it's me, and... Listen, Frieda wants to talk to you.
I just gave her the phone.
That's funny.
At the dinner table. I just gave her the phone.
Funny, everybody's giggling.
Because I, you know, what am I going to say to this guy?
Right.
You, you know, I mean, I know the woman well. I don't know the guy that well to ask him if he bangs her with the lights on or not.
And it was kind of a late evening conversation.
Yeah, it was very late on Saturday evening because, as it turns out, Bart had his homecoming this weekend.
Oh, right.
Got the limo, so we had the night off.
Right.
And I'll give the kid credit. He arranged it himself. He paid for it himself. He and his buddies pooled their money. Mm-hmm. Bart called, got the limo company on his own, arranged the schedule of going to the school, going to the four girls' houses to pick up because he and four buddies went. Mm-hmm. Worked all this stuff out by himself. I made the obligatory check to make sure that the privacy window would remain in the down position all evening.
Very good.
That they had a car that did not have a sunroof.
Right.
So there's not the chance that anybody sticks their head out the window.
Maybe he tries to crawl on the... since he arranged the schedule, I'm curious, would... with the schedule of pickups and drop-offs, there were, what, two other boys that were with him?
Three other boys.
Was it ever arranged so that the three boys were dropped off first and the two other women were dropped off, the three other women were dropped off, and he and his date were in the limo alone?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I don't know enough about
probably
it.
Probably tough to work out a schedule like that.
I don't know. I think they just dropped off each of the girls because then... all the boys spent the night at this friend's house.
Okay, all right.
On Saturday night. So we were out. We got him off and ready to go on this thing, and then we went out to dinner with my brother and sister-in-law. And Frieda and I got home, and it was not a late night by any stretch of the imagination. It was like 10 o'clock on Saturday night when we got home, and the message light was on, and right away we both flipped out. We walk in, I was like, message light, and it's one of the other kids' mothers. And she's saying, "Hi, it's Debbie. Listen, we're just a little concerned because it's 8:15 and the limo's not here yet, and we're wondering where Bart is."
Oh no!
So we picked up the phone. Frieda picked up the phone and called and talked to the mom. And as it turns out, they had just been running late because Bart had screwed up the addresses.
Oh really?
Of the other kids, but he had a great time and paid for it. Yesterday, since I think he was up
good
most of the night on Saturday night. They didn't get back to the kids' house like till 3 in the morning.
Wow.
They were out playing football at 3 o'clock in the morning in their suits and everything. And
so they had a good time.
Yeah, he had a great time.
It's a safe way to do it, I think. Yeah. I mean, you know, if Bart's spending his own money, it's a good, safe way to do it.
Yeah, and it was a nice weekend for him. It was a nice weekend for us. Now, we didn't, unlike in previous years, I wasn't there with the camera to document everything, so I'm going to have to, you know, go on the pictures that the mom, who was the only parent who was allowed to be involved in this,
right?
The one kid, Debbie, the mom, she took pictures, and she said, "Oh, they looked great. The girls looked real cute. The guys looked real nice in their suits, and Bart was the only one wearing a hat."
Huh. Hey, all right, way to go. He's show business.
And I said, "Well, why were you wearing a hat?" He said, because I decided I needed a haircut. Now, keep in mind that Frieda and I have been telling him for the last 2 weeks
that he needed a haircut.
You need a haircut. He said, "No, I don't need a haircut. I don't need a haircut." So we got him a nice suit. Okay, we got him, for a 15-year-old kid, we got him a real nice suit for homecoming. And we got him nice shoes, and everything is beautiful. And then he's topping that off with this ratty New York Jets hat that he's had like for 2 years. That's
baseball
ripped and torn.
Yeah, baseball cap.
But it's his lucky cap. Anyway, we made it through that.
That's good. Well, you didn't have to go driving all over.
No, and that was great. We also this weekend. I bit the bullet. And I'm letting her get the oven.
Surprise. That means we're going to be giving away an oven on the show?
You know, that I don't know. I don't know if we can give away. I know you're giving me the look like another...
Yeah, Louise. I'm giving you the Louise look is what I'm doing.
If Louise wants to come back down and take her clothes off again, she can come down and get my oven. Now, I'm not sure how she could use this oven because this is an oven that's, you know, built in the friggin' wall.
It's a built-in, yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's not like the...
like a stove you just, you know, sit in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's not like the refrigerator that you could just roll out and you know, bring over to someone's house.
But they have, I think, even built-ins have standard sizes. I think they're standard sizes. I really do. I think that, you know, even though it's a wall unit, I think a lot of wall units are that similar size.
But, you know, I mean, after all weekend, I mean, I'll say this for my wife. Not a lot of stuff gets her excited these days. And certainly, I'm not one of the things that gets her excited anymore. But she has been happier in the last week since she got this goddamn refrigerator than I can remember her being. And it's like she just walks by it, and I'll be sitting in the kitchen, and she'll go, "Isn't it beautiful?" You know, and I go, "Yeah, it's okay." And then she gave me the lecture at one point over the weekend. "Well, why can't you share my enthusiasm?
Share her joy.
I'm happy about it." She said, "I get happy about stupid stuff that you like. Why can't you get happy about stuff that I like?" And
right.
I said, "Well, I'm happy about it, but it's a refrigerator." It's a nice refrigerator.
Is there anything that impacts you positively with it? Is there anything you can say nice about the new refrigerator?
It's cold.
You can't.
It's cold.
You're unable to.
It has a digital readout inside that tells you the temperature, as opposed to the knob that you turned on the old and fashioned kind.
But it doesn't make water.
No, it does not make water. And it does not have
the... Like I'm saying, your refrigerator's peeing.
And it does not have the automatic ice maker.
I have to make water, Miss Daisy.
But listen, it drives the girl crazy. And so I thought I played it with her real good. I know you guys thought I would cave immediately, but on Saturday I got up and I took Bart to his driving class. He was going to driving school, you know. So he's going to get his license in a couple of months. And I came home and I sat her down and I said, "We have to talk." I was really trying to, and I'm, you know, as good as I am playing poker with you guys and masking what I want to, you know, a lot of times I'm able to fake if I have a good hand or fake if I have a bad hand. I said to her, "We really need to talk." She said, "What? Come on, I know it's nothing." And I said, "No, it's serious. Sit down. We have to talk." So we sit at the table and I took her hand and I said, "I have to tell you something." She said, "What? Would you stop it? You stupid idiot. Just tell me what. I know it's not..."
"Stupid idiot.
I know it's nothing bad." And I said, "No, it's not. As a matter of fact, I've decided you can have the oven." but it's going to be a...
Did it work? Did you get the reaction you wanted?
Give her joy?
Yeah, no. Yes and no. I mean, she's happy, but it's like...
She probably knew she should get the
oven. She knew I would cave on that.
Right.
So the only caveat I had is that I said, "You can go ahead and get the oven, and I'll say to you now, Merry Christmas." Because, frankly, we spent a lot of money on this goddamn refrigerator that she loves, and now we got to spend a lot of money on this stove that she loves.
Right.
So, listen, if that's the case, just understand on Christmas morning, you know, there's not going to be a briefcase full of diamonds under the Christmas tree for you.
Exactly.
Then on Christmas morning, you wake up and you come out and you look at your refrigerator and you say, "This is it," and she seems happy with that concept.
She's satisfied with that.
Yes. Now, I don't know if she's satisfied because she will be happy with that stuff a month from now, or if she thinks that I'm going to somehow turn around and go out and you know, like, spend like Taj Mahal on her for Christmas, because I'm not going to.
Well, when are you
going
to replace the range top?
That's not being replaced.
That's not going to be replaced.
That's not being replaced. And, you know, she said to me, she said, "Don't you remember last year for Christmas? I told you what I wanted last year." And I don't even remember. I said, "What did you tell me you wanted last year?" She said, "I wanted those pots and pans."
She wanted cookware.
That's right. I said, "That's right, you did." And she said, "You got them for me, right?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "And I was happy." I said, yes, you were. She said, "Well, then this will truly make me happy."
Well, that's wonderful.
So,
and she'll be making you exotic and exciting new meals.
Well, I will say, to her benefit, she's maybe the worst cook in the world that she has really tried. She's really tried.
That's good.
Over the last week.
What a high compliment that is.
She's really put a lot of effort into it now that
because
she has
the refrigerator.
This new refrigerator. She even
imagine what it's going to be like when she has the new oven.
She even went out and bought this little plexiglass stand, which she has on the countertop now, which has a cookbook sitting on it.
There you go.
And the cookbook is open to different pages. I mean, you know, bless her heart, she's trying.
She's making an effort.
She's trying.
That's good.
So today I said to her, we got back from doing the stuff we did today. She was showing me some pictures of the oven, you know, and it's like, she says, "Which one do you like? Do you like this one?" And I'm like, "Okay, you want my opinion? That one, right there. That's the one." Really? You ask my opinion. Don't hold it against me because I can make a judgment on it in 5 seconds. It's a freaking oven, okay? You have a choice of one of two kinds of ovens. I said, that's the one. That's it. Go ahead. Do it.
Is there anything wrong with the existing oven?
Absolutely not.
Sounds like we can give another appliance away on the air.
It's absolutely beautiful. So after we go through all of that, I go over to the computer and I download the fantasy football stuff, right?
Right.
And I turn around and I say to her, hey, I got some really great news. She says, what? I said, I won again. I'm 11-0.
Undefeated season.
And she went, eh. And I said, okay,
yeah.
Listen. Now, I'm happy about the refrigerator. I'm happy about the oven. Be happy about something that's not costing us a friggin' dime. I said, this makes me...
You're paying for the oven with your fantasy league.
This makes me happy. Look at this. I'm a lover. I said, I'm a winner in fantasy football. And she refused to share the joy.
Oh.
She refused to share it.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, that's all right. I could live without her acceptance because I'm excited about being 11-0 in our fantasy league. And God willing, the creeks don't rise tonight. Rod Smith, Ed McCaffrey, they'll get me enough points that I'll win the money this week.
And there's another big story in our fantasy league. There is a huge breaking story.
And that is?
I won two in a row.
That's
I
right.
am 3-8.
No longer are
Tech
you...
Tech Radio, though, won, too, so they're 3-8, too.
No, I don't... But you know what? Bob and Tom are 2-9.
Oh, yeah!
So you're not the worst team in the league anymore.
Yes, I won my second in a row. I'm very excited about that. Very, very excited. And that's with not even submitting a lineup. So Dorsey Levins, for example, who I knew wasn't going to play, I didn't bother to submit the lineup. And I still won with a DNP for Dorsey Levins. Because I really don't even know who I could pick up right now. Because I'm not really paying attention. So I said, you remember I said I was recommitted last week?
Yeah, you're not.
Not true at
it's
all.
It's like going on the wagon, right?
I might have actually, been more recommitted if... I hadn't had so much day on Saturday and Saturday night.
I got you.
But I mean, I didn't want to look at a computer screen. I didn't want to look at any reasonably bright thing.
But 11-0, that is...
That's a juggernaut.
Listen, I'm out of control, ladies and gentlemen.
And you stand to make some money again this week because...
Yes.
You got a couple of guys going tonight.
Yeah. And what'll make it even better is the only person standing between me and the money... Is Bart. That Bart's team had a great week, and right now, as it stands, Bart is like 10 points ahead of me.
You're the Bushes of fantasy football. You're the family dynasty.
Yes, we are.
Fantastic.
Yes, it's happening. I love it. Absolutely love it. Go Rams! Those are my guys. Lots of great games I watched yesterday. Lots of really, really, really good games. And that big pig up in Buffalo, that guy is a dunce, the coach of the Buffalo Bills.
What's his name? I mean, he's been around for Wade Phillips.
I'm watching this game.
Bum's son.
You know, and they got Bambi playing up. They got Flutie playing up there.
Right.
And, you know, he's a goddamn exciting little guy to watch play football.
Mm-hmm.
You watch him. He runs around. He makes things happen.
Winner.
Score is 3-3. Wade Phillips... All of a sudden puts in the surfer guy, Rob Johnson.
Right.
He puts him in for one series. Then they start the second half. He puts Flutie back in.
What's he trying to do?
They kick ass. And then I'm watching the post-game stuff after the game. They're interviewing Wade Phillips in the locker room, and he says, I just want to say... And, you know, what is it about football coaches that when they achieve a certain level after they've been in the league for a while...
They immediately adopt the southern accent?
Yeah, and I mean... Now, I've not seen any of the brother coaches yet, dude. I mean, I've not seen Dennis Green or Tony Dungy come out after a game
right.
and go, we played real hard.
Well, I think Wade Phillips, that's where he's, you know, he gets that from his dad. You look at his father, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, well, hey, how you doing?
So it's after the game, and I'm watching this, and they're interviewing him on the field, and he says, I just want to say that I'm going to announce right now that next week my starting quarterback's going to be Rob Johnson. It's like, what F you? You know, and I don't even...
Just after Flutie won the game for him?
You know what? I don't even like Buffalo, okay?
Why did he do... Why is he doing that? Why? I mean, what kind of move is that?
I don't know, because he's a moron.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, especially if Flutie won the game for him.
I don't know. Right. Then I got pissed off at him. And again, I don't even like Buffalo.
Right.
Like, I watched a part of the game yesterday. I could give a rat's ass about Buffalo. But for whatever reason, I feel this affinity towards Doug Flutie. And then I turned on the end of the Seattle-Jacksonville game. Just because I love seeing the Jaguars lose because...
You see, like, Commandant Coughlin on the sidelines
yeah.
going nuts.
Oh, my God. Going ballistic with a big, gigantic vein sticking up out of his head.
He's a big one for ripping off the headphones, too.
Yeah.
You know, when he gets angry, the headphones go...
gets mad, tosses him on the side. But no one gets as mad as that Giants coach.
Yes, Jim Fossil.
That guy Jim Fossil.
But they weren't even in that game. I mean, it's like the Giants didn't have a chance in that game.
Yeah, but he's still a pisser. He's fun to watch.
He's fun to watch. He gets into it. I call him your St. Louis Rams. They're a juggernaut. And even with Trent Green, doesn't matter. It's the style of offense. And then the Giants, who really, you know, demonstrate they have no offense. I mean, they scored a few touchdowns yesterday, but
hey, come on,
with no comparison.
Kerry Collins got you, what, 40 or 50 points
yesterday?
Yeah,
but I want the Giants to win. I was rooting for the Giants yesterday. I thought that they were primed for the big upset over the St. Louis Rams. And, you know, they had that one series late in the game. I think it was the beginning of the fourth quarter where they got the ball at midfield and went three and out like nobody goes three and out. Just like, bleh, bleh, bleh. And that's when I turned it off. I was totally disappointed.
And then there was one other game I watched that I wanted to tell. What were the 4 o'clock games yesterday? Oh, Christ, I don't even know. All I know is
the Giants game was a 4 o'clock game.
Yeah, and it was, I guess, the Green Bay game was a 4 o'clock game. And just lots, you know, I just love it. And I'm now getting to the point where I'm realizing that in about a month, football's going to start to be over.
Yeah. Start to be over, and that's when you start going into your... the beginning of what is always your traditional February depression.
I believe I'm starting it now already.
Wow. Everybody gets depressed. I find February to be one of the most depressing months of the year, but it's even more so for you because you have that football thing.
Yeah, but and like yesterday, the Redskins had a bye, so we didn't have to work yesterday. I was able to just sit my fat ass on the couch and watch every game all day yesterday. And at the end of the day, rather than be happy about it, I found myself depressed because I realized, you know, there's just 6 more games left.
It's almost over.
Then they got the playoffs, and...
Well, it's not... You got till the end of January.
And then it's done.
Yeah, you got the Pro Bowl.
I got to be the only sap in the world that still watches this stupid Pro Bowl, though. And the Pro Bowl is always a letdown.
It is. It's very difficult.
With the queer unis that they wear.
And they're not into it. They're into out there having a big party.
They don't want to get hurt.
Will the XFL help you at all?
I'll watch it, Buzz.
Yeah.
Chris,
yeah.
I watch all that crap. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I just wish football was always on.
Right.
If football was always on, I'd be a happy guy.
And you would never leave your home.
True. Well, I don't leave my home anyway. I like bunkering down. And that's another thing. I love, especially when it gets cold, I love nothing better than just bunkering down in a house and never leaving.
Yeah. There you go.
Never leaving my home.
You dig it when there's like 4 feet of snow on it.
Yeah, love it. Absolutely. Yesterday, I think I maybe left the TV room only to get food and to pee.
I was similar in my room. My bedroom.
And then
I came downstairs during the course of the entire day. I think I came downstairs 4 times. 4 times total, and usually for the purposes of food and drink.
And then last night, we did turn off the football game just for 1 second so we could watch the OJ movie.
I watched a little of that, and I watched a little Jackass last night, too.
Jackass is a good show.
Jackass is great. Jackass is working.
However, I wanted to tell you one thing about the OJ movie. Yeah, we didn't stay longer than we were flipping back and forth.
Too much of a tribute to lawyers.
But you know what I loved about it? And they did this especially with F.U. Lee Bailey. When he would
Christopher Plummer, like, with an oversized head.
When he would say O.J., he said it the same way that the real F.U. Lee Bailey did. O.J.
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 O.J. This is F. Lee Bailey.
O.J. is on the phone right now. O.J. says that he is not guilty.
Pretty graphic at the beginning, though, when they showed those pictures.
The
fake pictures. I'm not sure which were which, but it was...
O.J.
Pretty intense. Now, does that carry over into tonight?
I don't know. It's
Wednesday. I fell asleep. Wednesday is the conclusion, I believe.
Wednesday?
Right.
Jesus. Why can't they just put that into 2 hours? I mean, we all already know what happened.
Good question,
right? O.J.
Is he found guilty in the TV movie?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
All right. Okay, good.
O.J.
I figured he'd be guilty with Bruno Kirby working on the defense now.
Yeah.
Instead of Barry Sheck.
Yeah, Bruno Kirby as the DNA guy.
And, you know, the Alan Dershowitz guy. Would they decide to hire an actor that had hair? Correct me if I'm wrong. Alan Dershowitz has no hair on top, right?
I don't think Ron Silver was a very good Shapiro either.
No, Ron Silver is. But he went the whole way. Did you see where he shaved the back of his head?
Yeah,
bald spot,
yeah. And I don't think Ving Rhames was necessarily a good Mr. Johnny either.
No, they were all... They're strong actors.
Yeah, they're all good actors.
Those guys, but it was weird. And I fell asleep before the end of it. Do we ever see O.J., the guy playing O.J.?
You never see him. He narrates the whole thing.
And he was like on a speaker.
Right.
Literally,
they were talking to him, but you did it. And I thought the Marshall cars was too pretty.
I
don't know. It's an unknown actress. I know it's an unknown actress, but she was far too pretty to be Marshall. They needed to make her look more haggard.
Jenny was on the phone.
Elizabeth, man, you got a baby. I didn't do it. I didn't claim anybody, man. You got a baby.
That's all right, OJ.
OJ, this is definitely
available. For a while, even Ron Silver was calling him OJ.
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 So it ends on Wednesday night, boys.
Hello,
the Don
Mike Show.
Hello,
the Don
Mike
Show.
Louise.
Louise.
Hello, Louise.
Hello, Louise. Hello, Louise. You want my number?
I was listening to your show. Of course I had to call in.
Do you want my number?
And then what do I do this time? Where's the number for Charlie?
But didn't you call and make arrangements? We're not after Charlotte. I'm in the hospital to deliver their house.
You will.
Yeah.
I
swear. I thought you'd already just be able to
get up Charlie. We have to remember pretty good girl factor with Charlie. So maybe some of the teenagers are speaking to you with clicks and grunts.
I spoke with
them
earlier today.
Oh, you did?
All right, we'll just give you an address and I'll ship it right over to you. It's just in the garage.
So what's the
little
Louise that you were getting?
Oh, no. That was nothing bad.
Nothing bad.
I was just indicating that
at the end of the last time in the city he chose to give away clients, it was fun. It was big fun for all of them.
You have to just stay naked for a while.
Absolutely. She'll get the oven, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's up, my brothers?
Hey, hello.
Hey, you know who this is?
No.
Orenthal Simpson, what's going on? I got a question for you, too, Don and Mike.
Hello, OJ.
Why are you so depressed in February? Because it's the Black Man's Month? Black History Month? What's up?
I didn't even know that, OJ.
OJ, I am not depressed because of Black History Month.
I think I know why it is. Come on, now.
No, there's no more football, man.
Football my ass. You just don't want to celebrate with the brothers.
That's funny.
I will tell you something, OJ, that even though we are all the white devil on this show, we do celebrate Black History Month on this show.
Well, that's good.
We do, OJ.
Absolutely, OJ.
All right, OJ, J-O, whatever. You call me what you want. Come on, babe.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
As a matter of fact, how do we celebrate? Was it last year or the year before that every single day of Black History Month, we played a different ad from a
blaxploitation film.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I mean, we went above and beyond the call of duty.
We sure did.
With Blackula and some of the other great movies. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Some of the Pam Grier features.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hi, Tom calling from Hartswell. Good to talk to you. Can I come and watch the show tomorrow?
No.
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 Oh, shoot.
Private show. It's my oven.
It's our
show.
I got an oven I can give away.
No, come on.
Hey, did you see Trent Dilfer yesterday?
Yeah,
crying his balls out. Wasn't that pathetic?
Crying like a little girl. Well, listen.
What's he crying about?
Because they won. Because the Ravens won.
He had a really good game.
Yeah, he did.
For the Ravens.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and I saw him crying. Yeah.
I was going to say, because I was reading about that today, that he had a great game. I was wondering why he would... Tears of joy, I guess.
Yeah.
He was filled with great joy.
A big pussy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, at the end of the Super Bowl is the beginning of the new Survivor, so that'll make it a little bit better for you.
I'm not into the Survivor thing. I don't think I'm going to get... Maybe I'll be proved wrong, but I don't think I'm going to get hooked on... the new Survivor like I was on the old one.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
I think you're with the rest of the country on that one.
Because I think most people now know the concept, they understand the concept. I think it's going to be tainted because the 10 contestants are going to know what the previous 10 contestants did.
Right.
And they're going to know that they have to be sneaky and devious and form the alliances. And I don't know if history can be recreated again.
Hey, you know, since I had such a late night on Saturday, I actually got a little teared up during Braveheart yesterday. Just thought I'd pass that along.
At what point in Braveheart do you cry?
When he kisses his dead wife. When he goes over to the father and he kneels down in front of the father. Got a little emotional.
You are ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous.
You really are.
But it was the booze.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
It was.
Hey, Buzz might know this. I believe it's either the beginning of March or maybe May when Sopranos start up again.
March, as
that's
a matter of fact.
Something to look forward to, but you know, that's why they should have started that right after the Super Bowl.
Right.
Hey, listen, Sopranos should be on now.
That's ridiculous. How much time do you need to make a TV show?
How tough is it to make, and on HBO, an hour show is not even an hour. You know what I mean? Don't you remember when they would have the Larry Sanders Show and they'd have a new episode, it would last like 15 minutes?
I didn't cry, but I got also a little bit emotional when Olympia Dukakis dies in the Cemetery Club. With Danny Aiello.
You must have been real drunk this weekend.
I had some problems.
Real drunk, some real issues.
I was just sitting there, you know, and if it was on, I just left it on. Cemetery Club starring Olympia Dukakis.
That's something when you're so hungover that you can't even change the channel.
Well, Danny Aiello made me stick with it. Danny Aiello, you know, I like him.
I like him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, don't you know February is the start of the new NASCAR season?
Hey, how about that? See?
Sorry.
There's something to watch in February.
I bet they have is that when they have all the races down in Florida?
That's right. Daytona 500.
Listen, I watched part of the race that was on this weekend. I don't want to tell you something. I don't like NBC's coverage.
Well, it won't be on NBC. It'll be on Fox.
That track's still around. What don't you like about
it? Okay, here's what I don't like. And I'm not a big NASCAR fan, but you know
I tried to get into that. When you, like, last year...
I watch it.
When you started to get into it a little bit, I even the camera inside the car. I mean, how long can you watch that?
But I didn't even see the camera inside the car on the race that was on NBC this weekend.
Oh.
And it looked like a mental patient was directing it, because they go from a shot of, you know, the guys coming around the corner to a shot of the straightaway to the other turn, and... They got bad announcers. When I watch NASCAR, I like those redneck announcers. You know, I like the Goody's headache powders guys calling the race for me.
I've never been, but I'd almost feel the same way about NASCAR that I feel about hockey, that I would much rather be at the game than watch it on TV. And I'd love to go to a real NASCAR event. I mean, see the real deal where they, you know, just to really, because I don't think, no matter what you do with a television camera, there is absolutely no way you can get a feel for the speed and unless you're there.
I can imagine nothing more boring. About 20 years ago, somebody said to me, do you want to go to the Indianapolis 500?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, okay. They said, it's the greatest event in sports. We had good seats.
Mm-hmm.
It's loud.
So you went? You've been?
Yeah, I went. It was loud. The cars go by so friggin' fast, you can't tell who's who. And it's not like watching it on TV, because once all the cars go by, then you got 5 minutes of just sitting there with your thumb up your ass, waiting for them to come by again. And they come by and it's like... and they're gone.
How does that sound? It goes...
and they're gone. Hello, hotline. Hello.
You're going down.
Pardon?
Hey, Bart.
Pardon me?
Hey, you're going down tonight. I'm winning the money this week.
Bart's got Rich Gannon tonight, right?
And Ricky Dudley.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he's got Ricky Dudley, too.
But I have Rod Smith and Ed McCaffrey.
This is a unique situation. This is a family battle tonight. Two guys that have the best chance of winning the money are going head-to-head tonight.
That's right. It's all in the family.
You guys going to be watching the game together tonight?
We will.
No.
Until one of us has to go to bed.
Yeah, I know you go to bed mighty early, Dad.
You know, it's sad. A lot of times I do go to bed before my son.
Before he does.
I do. I really do.
Hey, Dad?
Yeah.
Mom's already given away the oven.
But tell him we have an old toaster.
No. She has not given away the oven.
Yes, she has. She just told me she did.
Oh, she's lying to you. Put her on.
No, but she has an old toaster.
No. Put Mom on. She just doesn't want Louise coming down here.
Okay, I want to talk to you again. Here she is.
Okay.
Hello?
Honey, you have not given away the oven.
Yes, I swear to God I have, and it's done.
So who'd you give it to?
I gave it to Kirk, who was working in our house today.
Why'd you give it?
There was no nudity involved.
Why'd you give it to him?
What a waste.
But because he's a nice guy, and besides, this woman will take off her clothes for nothing. I've got old toaster and old mixer. You can give her both.
Honey, I don't think she'd stand in here naked for a toaster and an old mixer.
I think she probably would. It'd probably be easier than finding a place for a built-in oven, which really won't go in just anybody's kitchen.
You just ruined our Louise show. Did you really give that oven away?
I swear I did.
Well, that's a shame.
So just give her the toaster, let her show her your you-know-what, and let her be on her way.
Hi, Charlie.
I thought I remember Frida saying that as long as you would buy her a new oven or any new appliance, you could give it away to a nude woman.
You know, Charlie, I've never really used my power against you.
Oh, and she
I've
says that, she means
I've always liked you and spared you my wrath.
Hey, Charlie, trust me, she's used it against me. It's not where you want to be.
Okay, I'm not worried.
It's not where you want to be. Don't challenge this woman. Fear this woman.
Charlie, you've never been married. You don't know what can happen.
Mm-hmm. All right, honey, well, you
one
know
of the
what?
Reason that Frida and I get along even as well as we do, which isn't always that great, is I fear Frida, and she knows that. I do. I fear you, Frida. You know I fear you.
It's healthy for you, Mike. I admire your discretion.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, but do you swear to God you really gave that away?
I swear to God I've given away the toaster, the dishwasher, the trash compactor, but I don't
Whoa. Dishwasher and trash compactor.
Yeah, that's
no, honey, we discussed the oven. I looked at a picture of an oven today.
No, that was just because I couldn't decide. I've already decided on the other ones. You were giving me your opinion and helping me make a decision on the oven.
Now, listen, I'll give you this, that maybe we had discussed a dishwasher, but we had never discussed a trash compactor.
Sugar Bear, I said that when you gave me your serious, you can do that talk. That was so sweet.
Oh, brother.
And I said, yeah, that too.
Sounds like Frida's picked the right door on Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
All right. Whatever. Merry Christmas.
I think would be very happy just to show you for nothing.
I don't think she would.
No.
Well, that also, I don't know. I don't know. If she wouldn't mind, she could still come down tomorrow and just be naked.
Just
welcome.
Hang out. So to speak.
We've got lots of old stuff.
But, honey, I mean, an oven or a refrigerator is a big-ticket item.
Right.
No, but it's a big pain-in-the-butt item. I think it would be nice. You know, I think if you said, you know, forget getting the refrigerator, I'll give you the money it would have cost to ship it over there, she'd be happy with that.
Oh, no. I bet she wants the refrigerator.
I think that she just is proud of herself, and the way you described her, she should be.
Well, she's hot. She's real hot.
Love. I guess only Louise can answer these questions.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks for ruining another dream of mine.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry your wife is putting a damper on your nudity dreams by not giving you my old appliances. You know, we've come a long way in 20 years.
We sure have.
You know, normally I wouldn't even allow this whole thing. It's just only because I'm in a very good mood lately.
She's in an exquisite
mood. Listen to this. Normally I wouldn't allow this. Mm-hmm. Normally I wouldn't allow this. On my radio show, normally I wouldn't allow this.
Well, you know, it's true.
If you're delusional enough to think, sweetly, that I needed your permission to get the new appliances, I can be delusional enough to think I could put my foot down and you wouldn't have nudity on your show.
All right, gotcha. All right. Well, I'll work out something for Louise.
Goodbye, Boo.
Oh, let me talk to the boy again.
All right, here.
Ugh. Yeah.
I feel your pain, Dad.
He's cracking me up. So what else do you want, bud?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you wanted to talk to me again.
You got one.
Yeah,
good.
Tell you, you're gonna lose.
He had a good line. I feel your pain.
So how'd everything go Saturday night? Anything you want to tell everybody?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You behave yourself?
Yeah.
How'd it go with you and Sandy Sue or whatever her name is?
Fine.
Just fine?
Yeah.
You enjoy the limo?
Yeah, it's great.
You get a smooch?
No.
You didn't get a smooch?
No, yes.
No, yes?
No, yes.
No, yes.
He doesn't want to kiss and tell.
Mouth?
What?
mouth?
I'm sorry, Dad. The phone's crapping out. I can't
understand
you.
Mouth?
What?
No, come on. Come on, just tell me. Did you? Because I want to. This is one great thing about having a radio show. I really, at home, I would really feel too awkward. Asking him to his face, you know, did you make out with this girl on the mouth?
He's making the static sounds again.
Marty?
Yeah?
Did you make out with her?
Hello?
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, I'll see you later. That was funny. That's funny. So you wouldn't ask him those questions face to face?
No, not really. I'd rather just think maybe it happened or maybe it didn't happen. You know.
How do you weigh on it? I mean, where do you weigh in on it? To be honest,
you know how I weigh in on it.
Yeah,
I'm a father.
Yeah.
You know how
I weigh in. Right.
I hope he got a little something.
Fathers of sons feel differently than fathers of daughters.
Hope he got a little something. Something for his time.
And you know, when my daughters get to be that age, I hope all the dads are just like you.
Hope he got a little something for his time. And
oh, trouble. Stop it. You're killing me.
For the nice flower that he got her and the limo and the dinner and everything else.
It's where the father of a son is a total advantage.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just can sit there and go, hey, how'd you do?
You know, as long as there's no penetration.
Right.
You know, have a great time.
Thanks for drawing the line on that.
Oh, I'm kidding. Come on, I'm kidding.
I know you are. I know
I'm
you
kidding.
Are.
Hello.
It's funny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, I'd ask her again because when you come out and said, did you really give it away? She mentioned the dishwasher and the trash compactor. She did not come out and say, yes, she did give away the oven.
Now, listen, my wife doesn't lie. She wouldn't say, I swear to God, if she really hadn't already given away the oven. But I'm sure that we can come up with some prize package for Louise.
Well, I'm sure we can.
Yes.
Working on it now.
Yes.
Hey, give it help.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
The guy living vicariously through you wants to hear a fight with your wife.
Not a chance. She's too happy, man.
She sounds really... When she gets on and, like, the Louise factor was not even right.
Oh, I mean, listen to that. She's at the point. That's what she loves. She loves appliances. I love Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was wondering, Don, you were saying nothing good's coming up in February.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about the XFL?
Well, you know, somebody asked me. I'll watch it, you know, but it won't be the same. It's dumb wrestlers.
Is it true that they're all going to play without shirts on?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
What?
Mike, how you doing? Steve from New York.
Hey, Steve.
I called you about a few nights ago.
Speak up, Steve.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
How you doing?
I just called up to say hello to you guys. I can't catch your show until tonight. That sucks.
Right. We're working on that, Steve.
I hope they do something quick, man. Some of the contests that you are doing.
Very important meeting with Ken Stevens today. Very important meeting.
Thanks for taking that meeting.
You're welcome.
I know how difficult that is.
Well,
you always come in from his office with that kind of look on your face. It's like, oh, my God.
You won't believe it. But, yeah, we had some conversations with Ken about New York today.
And then Don's kind of replaying the meeting to me in the office, and there he comes, Ken Stevens, sneaking in right in back of me.
Sure. Comes back in, you know, and I should have known that's his patented move.
Right.
Because what he did was he came in the office specifically to say, don't talk on the radio about the stuff we talked about in the office today.
Yeah, and I was getting just to the good part, and that's when Ken arrived, and, like, this is the conversation. We're transparent when that happens, too, when we just abruptly stop in a very animated conversation. Well, you know, hi, Ken.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yes, hi.
What's up?
Hi.
I'm just calling from New York. I got a couple things to say. I just wanted to say that your show's great.
Thank you.
And I wish that you guys were on all the time, but, unfortunately, O and A are there. O and A were just having a heated debate about you guys, and they were wondering, Opie was saying that he thinks that you guys would rather have them fired so you guys could get the time slot, and then Anthony thinks that you guys were, like, you know, your radio guys, and he respects that you guys want the time slot, but he thinks that they should keep the time slot. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, no, we don't want Opie and Anthony fired.
No, absolutely not. They're very successful.
They're good guys. We like their show.
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, call them up. I don't want to talk to them. They're having a big discussion about that. Because we should tell them we think we've already come up with a way around all of these problems.
Wonderful.
We think so.
All right.
It's funny they're mentioning it because we were having a meeting about that.
Yeah, well, it's weird. Why were they talking about that?
I don't know.
I just turned it on. I just got home, so.
Well, what were they saying?
Oh, they were just like... They were, because, what are they talking about? Oh, one of the sports guys just got let go. He's not there anymore.
Oh, that's, hey, that's exactly what we were told not to talk about, but okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Mm-hmm.
But, sorry, guys. And they were just like, oh, yeah, and I wonder what Don and Mike would think if we lost our time slot and you guys had the time slot. Because you guys are a popular show. You're growing in New York.
Well, listen, we've said this before. The smart thing for NEW to do, however, the station's run by pussies, the smart thing would be to put either our show in the morning or O&A on in the morning.
Absolutely. And then the other show takes the afternoon slot.
Right. Yeah. That's the smart thing to do. But they're idiots at WNEW.
Yeah.
They truly are. So now they have the sport guy on in the morning.
Yeah, I know. They were saying, they're just like, oh, let's cut the S off the promos. And sports guy.
Sports guy. You know, listen, people are going to listen to that crap in the morning.
Well, of course not.
WNEW is never going to succeed until that station has a morning show.
They are lucky that they got O&A and you guys. I mean, you guys just hold the station up. It's right. Ridiculous.
You're right. You know what we are? We're glue, sir.
Glue.
We're the glue.
Right.
We'll talk to O&A. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. You guys are gods.
What, Robbie?
A lot of changes. Now they're going to have to take a new picture of the sports guy at Giant Stadium.
Oh, yeah, that picture. We saw the queerest picture of the WNEW website.
Where they're, like, sitting in a press box and the cameraman's taking a look from looking down on the field in back of them.
Looked like a gay pride parade. Really did. I mean, Mike and I have had about maybe 5,000 pictures taken together, but never one we got our arms draped around each other. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, radio guys.
Well, not the formal pictures.
No, those are private pictures.
The candids.
Those are private, though.
The candids were all over your show.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, Don, I think if you're given all those new appliances, that certainly she could sacrifice that one appliance, the oven there, for a little bit of nudity.
I don't think
you're asking too much there.
I like a listener like this that really wants Louise to come down here as much as we do.
We do.
I feel for you guys. I want you to have your nudity.
She's so damn hot. Yeah, she really is. But, you know, let me check with my wife, seriously, to find if she really gave. If she did give it away to this other guy, then, you know, c'est la vie. But maybe Louise would like my trash compactor.
Wow.
That is a beautiful trash compactor I have.
Fantastic.
It's a very nice. And another appliance I should point out that we don't need to replace in my house.
Very good.
The trash compactor works beautifully. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. We're up on a break. Get O&A on the phone. So we can talk to them.
Yeah, find out what's going on up there.
Yeah, Charlie, call our producer and see if we could do a simulcast here in a moment. Now the toe tapping touch tone. Time for a call 100, a prize package selected especially for you. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please.
They're off the hook. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, here we go with a call on 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Is this turned on? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'd like to let you all know that I have a washing machine to give away. It's in great shape.
Hey, we're trying to do a freaking contest here. You numbnuts?
Radio.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm calling 100.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. What's your name?
Matthew.
Hi, Matthew. Where are you from?
Spokane, Washington.
Matthew, you won the DVD copy of Titan A.E. Titan A.E. is an action-packed sci-fi adventure.
Titan?
Own Titan A on DVD and VHS now and see space like you've never seen it before. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on. KFAN, that's the radio station in Spokane. And when we play strip trivia on Friday's episode, and we're playing this Friday.
Yes, nudity brings itself up on the show once again.
The last strip trivia of the year, we will be giving away a four-night, five-day trip for two, first-place prize, to Orlando, Florida, which includes a VIP tour of Kennedy Space Center, lunch with the astronauts, and tickets to see the space shuttle launch.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
That's a good prize. I know it's goofy.
No, I'd love to go see one of those launches. I've always wanted to do that. I didn't get up early with Chip Fetro that one time.
Lunch with the astronauts to see the next space shuttle launch. Courtesy of Titan AE.
Titan.
The action-packed sci-fi adventure. on DVD and VHS now. So that's a...
Lunch with the Astronauts?
Yes.
So our Strip Trivia winner will have lunch with astronauts.
That's right.
Very cool.
Friday. And we're going to start the trolling, I think, for Strip Trivia on tomorrow's episode.
Excellent.
We've also got to get back to the faxes to find out what family is going to be having Thanksgiving dinner right before Thanksgiving with Mr. T and Shiloh.
Mr. Forty.
Mr. Forty.
What did they say, Mr.
You
T?
Said Mr.
Forty. Well,
I pity the fool that's going to have Thanksgiving dinner with me.
I don't know what's wrong with me today. What else did I say? I said something else wrong earlier in today's.
You said the fart was sponsored by eBay. eBay.
Mr. T.
eBay, eGars, Mr. 40, Mr. T. I'm close. You knew what I meant.
Sure.
That's the charm of when I misspeak, that you understand what I'm trying to say.
That's right. Thanksgiving with Mr. Rogers.
Who's quitting? Did you know that?
Yeah, I can. Yes, he is.
All right, put him on hold. I don't have anything on 444. There you go. Okay. Hey, boys. Hello. Hey, Opie and Anthony.
What's God damn it?
Hey, dudes.
Don and Mike.
O and A. How are you boys doing?
What's up, guys?
Hey, listen, O and A. We just got a phone call.
Yeah.
Someone said that you were.
Hey, I got something for O and A.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Yep.
Mike's got a message for you. Wait a minute.
All right.
Hold on.
Here we go. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Wow, my God.
Wow, that's a grand one.
Hey, that's on two shows now.
That's sponsored?
Yes, that's sponsored by...
eGars.
eGars.com.
www.eGars.com.
I'll tell you, those guys at eGars must love you, because you are the gassiest show. There was one the other day, I was listening, and I said, that can't possibly be real.
They're all real.
All real.
Obviously. They sponsor their fart.
Listen, Opie and Anthony, you know what we hate most radio guys.
Yeah.
But we do genuinely like Opie and Anthony, and we like their show.
Do you actually like us, or are we just making believe we like you?
No, you know, here's the deal. When you get two shows like ours that can cohabitate peacefully when we're up there, that says something about you guys, and we appreciate that. And I mean, you know, can we be buddy-buddy? Like, I think that's a tough situation to do when we're up there, but I think we get along pretty well with you guys, considering when we're in New York, we're doing those shows side by side. It's hard to do, and I think we do it real well with you guys.
You just mind going out for a couple of beers when you're up here or something? As long as you leave the diaper at home, Don.
You know, so,
that's a scary sight that day.
That's a beautiful picture on WNEW.com of my ass.
What is up there?
So, you know, the question is, do we really like you? Yes, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
First, your show kicks ass. Second, there's no doubt that even though our ratings are minuscule, they wouldn't be half as good as they are if you guys didn't give us the great lead-in that you give us every day.
Well, they're moving, too.
And we appreciate that. We appreciate the fact that unlike when Tom Lickass was on, when you said, don't listen, change the station.
Yeah, we appreciate the support. We really do. Yeah.
Just like us. Hey, Bob, from a car phone.
So listen, we're taking calls. We get a call from someone from New York who says, oh, I know you're talking about you guys.
Yes. Were we today?
Yeah, today.
Today?
How long ago did that guy just call us?
The guy said it was, you're talking about, you know, how we felt about you guys.
Wait,
I'll speak for myself. It's Opie. I told all our listeners that, let's all kidding aside here, Don and Mike want our show.
Well, the truth of the matter is...
I'm like, let's not BS each other. I mean, if Don and Mike had it their way, they would be live in New York, right?
Well, no. If we had it our way, we would either be doing afternoon drive or morning drive. To be honest with you, that's what we would like to do. You know, but the idea that to do that, we think it would be good for the station to have you guys gone, that is absolutely not true. And I hope that was never, you know, the idea you guys had.
I always understood it would be if we stayed here in afternoons, you guys would do mornings.
Right.
Or if we were put down to do mornings, you guys would more than love to come in here.
That would be our dream scenario either way.
And again,
we'd love
you know,
that.
How come the dumbasses at the station won't do that?
Oh, because you know why.
I mean, I know why and you know why, but maybe... There might be another way around that. It's funny that we got that call because you guys are obviously talking about half of the sports guy getting canned.
Sports guy.
We had a meeting with Ken today, and when you guys see Ken, you should ask Ken about what was said in the meeting today, which would be interesting for you and interesting for us.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I know Ken has reprimanded you guys for talking about these meetings on the air.
Yes,
he has.
And we have not mentioned the content of the meeting. I'm just telling you that you guys would be as interested in the content of the meeting as we would.
Ah. I picture Ken going over a script. He talks to you guys and then talks to us, and it's the exact same lines.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's... Well, maybe not, though, because he's such a two-faced bastard.
That's what I was going to say. He's dating two girls right now.
There is
a
chance.
It is. He really is. He's courting two girls.
Both we've told him.
Bitches.
He's got, though, these two shows that he likes.
These two shows that, in my opinion, if, you know, if you had us both in the drive time slots, would complement each other probably better than any show on any station across the country.
Oh, yeah.
I think it would be absolutely... But they don't have... I think we all know the reasons why.
They got no balls.
They got no balls.
However, you guys should talk to Ken. I don't know if he's coming up there tomorrow. Ask him about the meeting I had with him today.
All right.
And then...
Don, what the hell? Just tell us.
And then you call him back.
Come on. Just tell us.
I'll tell you.
Talk in code. We're good at code.
All right, here
our
it is.
Listeners are good at code.
All right, in code, yeah. Let me just say, we talked with him today about a plan where we would all be on the same station. Or take that back, we would be on the same stations,
right?
You guys would be live, and we would be live, and the two shows would be the bookends of these stations.
Now, what planet does this take place on? Our home planet of Earth?
This is on Uranus.
Yeah,
planet Uranus.
No, this is there's only, as far as I could tell, there's only one snafu in this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's not the snafu you think.
Oh, it's not that snafu?
No, it's not that snafu.
Oh, did they just punch out of snafu?
Just think, it's difficult to say without getting in trouble here. It really is.
Yeah, because we would get in trouble with people here at JFK.
That's telling also. Okay, very good. Okay, very good.
Because part of it involves stuff here.
That means someone would be losing a show at JFK. Okay, good.
Okay, well, you can read into it anything you like.
I certainly, these boys are very good at code.
Yes, they are.
And I think they'll decipher it on their own.
That bald-headed bastard.
That's all I can say. I don't want to say anything more.
God, you guys, damn it, too quick.
You guys draw any conclusions at all that you like. But we don't...
Some friends in some crazy places out, Ed.
We don't like being tape delayed. We would like to be live in New York.
Right.
Like to be able to interact with you guys and have you guys interact with us. And we think we've stumbled onto something.
Yeah, it could work very nicely.
Interesting. All right. Well, when will Ken be gracing us with his presence?
I believe tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And I want to tell you something. You know what
I think he slides under the door of WNEW.
You know what this is right now, incidentally? This is his biggest fear, is that the last thing he told me before I left today was, don't say anything about this on the air. Not only are we talking about it on the air,
we're talking about it on two shows.
With Opie and Anthony. Well, listen.
Ah, that's great. I love stories.
FM and you know what? Call us up after you have the meeting with him.
Very good. So it's safe to say that there's going to be some retooling at both stations very soon.
Absolutely.
I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
I would say so. In some shifts where retooling is called for.
I love it.
That's funny.
All right,
Did you ever see? Did you ever see Jeremy in his big boy suit?
You mean the one that doesn't fit? The one with like the neck size that like drapes down to his right nipple?
Yeah. He came in today, and it just reminded me of like when the kid goes into the closet to dress up like daddy.
Oh my God!
Some high level meeting.
You know, he gets those clothes at the thrift shop.
You know, I only saw him one time dressed up like that. I went to his dad's funeral,
mm-hmm.
and he was wearing obviously an ill-fitting suit, and I know it was not the place, but the suit was okay, but the tie had like little horses on it.
Mm-hmm.
I just went up to him and said, hey man, nice tie, and then I realized, Jesus, it's his father's funeral.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm busting his balls about his queer tie.
You got to definitely take a step back at moments
like
that.
It was like a tie that Kevin Arnold would wear.
But whenever he does have those days where he dresses up, it's interesting to see because, I mean, it's the shirts. I don't know where he buys those shirts, but they are four sizes too big.
But, guys, you know, he has nothing to do with any decision-making there.
Right. We know that.
He has nothing to do there and nothing to do here.
But it is a sign when he wears that suit, something is happening.
Yeah.
Something's happening here, too, today. He's in some kind of meeting with a large gentleman. An ex-athlete. Let's put it that way.
Oh, we know who that is. That's John Riggins.
Right.
Yeah, we know that. John Riggins is going to be doing the morning show the rest of the week.
You just effed us, man. All right.
Hey, hi, Mr. Riggins. How are you? Hearing my hair. Hello.
Yeah.
John Riggins, yeah.
So brave.
Dave from so far away. He's only like 50 feet away from us right now.
Hey, hello, Mr. Riggins. Enjoy the morning show. How are you?
Yeah, that's a good solution for morning drive. Put Riggins on.
Good guys. Well, their hands are still tied, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't wait for this meeting with Ken.
Well, and let us know what he has to say.
We will.
Because we're for it, and I know you guys would be for it.
Yes.
All right, that's all. Enough talking in code.
All right. Don and Mike, for the time being, on after us, 7 o'clock.
But who knows? At ONA, on right now in New York City.
You think they'll edit this whole conversation out of the 7 o'clock broadcast?
You know, they might, but it's not being edited out here.
And you know, we're not really addressing the taboo subject.
Yeah, right, we're not talking about...
You know what.
Right.
Exactly.
Hey, guys, can we be whores and plug our penthouse interview that's coming out in 2 weeks?
Yes.
Absolutely, go ahead.
So you guys got the national audience and we don't, still? Yeah.
Although, listen, that could change soon.
Did you guys do an interview at some, the top of some building in New York, or is this the magazine where women pee?
The one where we actually have a photo spread where we're peeing on each other. The penthouse loved it. Geez, where did they turn to that?
Well, man, there must be a market for it. Research must show.
You know, every time we get the magazine, we're grossed out by it, but we immediately go to those pictures.
Oh, yeah, we look for those pictures.
You got to check it out.
You know, they found their niche.
Yes, they did.
All right, so when are you guys going to be in Penthouse?
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah, next article.
Did you mention us? No.
Yeah, but it got edited out.
Yeah, right. All right.
Yeah. See how my ass is.
All right. ONA, listen, don't forget, we're on your side.
All right. Cool, man.
Okay.
We are yours.
I know you guys are.
Have a good day, boys.
Cool, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
There they go. Don and Mike, Anthony.
Open Anthony, right there. They work on WNAW. See, they have a show that's on the same time as our show is on.
That's a very... It's always very natural when we talk to those guys. Do you ever notice that?
Because they're good guys.
We do get along with them, and, you know, it is funny. I'm always amused when we go on their show or they come on ours, because it's extremely difficult to have a rhythm with two people, much less four people, and it's... I wish them nothing but the best, because it's a lot of fun when we hook up with them.
If Ken would get his thumb out of his ass, he could have that kind of interplay. Every day.
That's right.
But that's, you know, that's all, because too much was said in code already today.
Sure.
And I wonder how pissed Ken is right now.
I think you'll find out.
Up in his office.
I know.
Should I call him?
You think he was listening? Don't call him on the air. You got to call him off the air. But you're going to call him on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, I didn't have the meeting with him, so I don't know what... You'd know better than I would.
Well,
see what he has to say.
They knew some stuff that they thought we wouldn't know, and we knew some stuff that they thought...
Hello.
Ken, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Got your radio on?
No, I'm in a meeting with Alan.
Oh.
Oh, you just missed...
We were just talking to ONA.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Great segment.
It was just wonderful. We just wanted to know if you heard it.
No. What were you talking about?
We talked in code.
Yeah, we didn't talk about anything specific.
It was not about what we're not allowed to talk about. It was about the other thing we're not allowed to talk about. But we didn't talk about it directly. But we told them about the talk that we had today with you. And that we think that you should have that talk with them.
But we didn't have a talk.
Oh, yes, we did.
Oh.
Yes, we did. I was at your office for an hour today.
I don't remember that.
He's killing me.
Now, listen, they know. They already knew.
In code, they already knew. Just like we already knew when they're talking in code about Riggins. I mean, they also knew the scenario that was being discussed here.
Oh. Okay.
So listen.
Well, somebody will fill me in on what everybody knows.
Well, no,
then I'll know what you guys all know.
No, you know.
I do?
You know.
Oh, okay.
The discussion that we had today, that meeting.
The one you're not supposed to talk about.
Right.
The one we didn't have, but I know what happened in that meeting.
Was I in your office for an hour today?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, you understand what he's saying.
I know.
He's talking in code, but he's talking in much more difficult to decipher code than we were talking.
Okay, but suffice to say, without mentioning any specifics,
yeah.
I now know that Opie and Anthony know exactly what we were talking about, and they want to talk to you about that, too.
Oh. I see.
Because
it was met with great enthusiasm.
Yes.
Once they figured out our very elaborate code.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed that, but...
it was a good segment.
If you say I already know all of what all of you know, then I'm okay.
You do.
Okay, good.
You do. There were no specifics.
Just when you all know things that I don't know that I get up.
No, we don't know anything you don't know.
Huh. However, you're the key to this. You are the key.
I am?
And you know what? You got another guy in your office right now who's a semi-key.
Uh-huh. We're in code again, I guess.
Bill Belichick.
Right.
Right. Ken still loves that when I refer to Alan as Bill Belichick.
Oh, I know he does. Chuck, of course he does.
Because, you know, Ken's the Bill Parcells.
And Alan enjoys that, too. I know.
Oh, no, I don't think he does. Ask him if he likes being called Belichick.
No, I'm not going to ask him.
He's not going to ask him. but this would be the perfect opportunity. I don't know what business you guys are discussing, but this would be the perfect opportunity to bring him up to speed.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, I'll
good.
Do that.
All right. Good talking to you.
And good to talk to you.
Have a good rest of the afternoon, Ken.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's Ken Stevens, our fearless leader.
I think you get things done in radio every time.
Yeah, you don't wait. You're a cattle prod.
Why wait?
I like that.
Why wait?
Move it along quickly.
Solution? Done. Just takes one guy to get off his ass and make it happen.
Right.
That's all it takes. You fix two radio stations at once.
Oh.
It's a beautiful move. It's so simple. That's what makes me think they'll F it up. because it's so simple.
Well, it's simple in a way.
What? But are you talking about...
Yes, of course. Well, no, I'm talking about... Think about them. The way they operate. The way he operates.
What do you mean? Who they?
Ken.
Ken?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The way
right?
The speed he moves on stuff like that.
I discussed that with him today.
Mm-hmm.
I discussed that. Now, I'm going to have to write you a note.
You didn't tell me this in the briefing?
Well, that's because he walked in.
Oh, okay. That's right. You were getting to that. See, this is something I don't know. Now I'm going to be in the loop now. As he's running feverishly on a piece of paper. And this will answer a question for me. Oh, okay.
Right. See?
Oh, all right. Okay.
The problem's taking care of him.
Yeah, there you go.
Adios.
Oh, okay, good.
Right.
Excellent.
And there's only that much time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So what are you talking about?
Okay, I didn't
pennies.
Know this. All right.
Pennies. Well, that would be an investment.
Sure.
An investment in your future.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And as far as, let me go to the other station now.
Okay.
Okay.
This is interesting and exciting.
Okay. About the other station?
Yeah.
You don't have those issues there.
Ah, very good. I didn't think so.
Right.
I didn't think so at all.
No problem. 2 week severance.
Very.
That's all.
Okay. All right. Terrific.
And there was a third part to it.
You were in there an hour. Now I'm realizing you were in there for a long time.
There's a third part that you'll love even more.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on.
This is fascinating. I'm waiting. I'm getting all this immediately. It's all brand new. We're getting your reaction live on the air.
Okay. Just read the stuff in the box.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
C'est la vie.
Right. Right.
C'est la vie.
See, I knew you'd agree.
Yeah.
I know we feel the same way.
Gotta be realistic.
Right. But anyway, all this is big radio stuff, big behind-the-scenes radio stuff. Can't continue to discuss this on the air.
No, not at all. We'll be in very big trouble. But then again, that's happened before.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing? I know exactly what you guys are talking about.
No, you don't, but don't even offer your speculation.
Yeah, don't try to be Mr. Smart Guy.
I don't want to speculate, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I guarantee you don't. I'm telling you something.
I bet you I'll tell you what you're talking about.
All right, take him off the air if he knows.
I'm telling you. It's so off the wall, you'll never come up with it.
Well, okay, I don't necessarily think that's true.
And I got a joke.
This is something they said.
All right, hold on a second. All right, let me take this guy off the air. Hello?
It's tough talking. So.
Okay, you're off the air. It has nothing... No, you're wrong. No, see, this guy thinks it's about the guy we can't talk about.
Oh, okay.
But it has nothing to do with the guy we can't talk about. You want to tell us a joke? Only if you put your phone number on the air.
Okay, hold on, please.
Wow.
All right, the guy wants to tell us a joke.
Hold on a second.
Here we go. Now, listen, you have to give your phone number to Rob first.
Okay.
And let us call you back. And if the joke is not funny, then we give your number out over the air.
That's the way it works when you want to tell a joke.
Not a problem.
Hold on, please. All right, Robbie. There he
is. Rob is now getting his phone number. This guy's been trouble.
He's on hold.
What's your phone?
A guy was absolutely 1,000% off.
Very good.
Guessing what the scenarios are.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people are thinking that, too.
But that's not it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't involve people we're not allowed to talk about.
Very good.
Okay?
Okay, we'll call you back.
You got it, Robbie?
All right, we're going to call the guy back now.
Gotcha.
And listen, on the off chance that the guy's joke is funny...
Yeah, we don't give his number out.
Yeah, we'll give him his props. We'll say it's a funny joke.
But usually...
Usually the jokes suck.
Right. 99.9% of the time.
Which is why we have to have some way to even the score.
Hello?
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Okay.
Now, understand, if we don't laugh at your joke, you're...
Now, does that include Mike giggling?
No, I'm not that easy a mark, sir, and now you've really set the table for me to try very hard not to laugh at your joke, so that's a big error in judgment, which would indicate to me the joke probably won't be all that funny.
It's funny.
All right, go.
Okay. Guy walks up to the... Guy goes to his doctor. Says, "Doctor, my eyes hurt when I have sex." The doctor says, "That's okay, son. It's just the mace."
All right, this guy's phone number is 301.
Oh, come on now.
343.
That was a good joke.
7075.
That was a good joke.
That's area code 301-343-7075. It was obviously a cell phone. I'm sure he'll turn it off, so you might want to give this one a couple of hours and give him a call maybe later this evening or tomorrow morning.
Exactly.
301-343-7075.
There we go. And that was a classic bad joke.
It's the mace. Right. We do that for your protection, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
We do that to keep these bad joke meisters off the air.
And it's a wonderful system. It works very well.
They belong in comedy clubs, for God's sakes. Okay, we got to do a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know something, Archie? Just because a guy is sensitive and he's an intellectual and he wears glasses, you make him out a queer.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four-eyes. A guy who's a fag is a queer.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, yeah. We're waiting on a guy who is calling in to tell us about a website, sexsurvivor2000.com. I should tell everybody, this is not something you can just log into now on your computer, because you have to pay for a password.
Okay.
Okay, it's $69, but for how long, 7 days? There's going to be people having sex for 7 days nonstop.
Is that similar to that thing that Dennis went down to?
No, not at all. Because it's 10 people, including a girl who was in Playboy, a girl who was in a bunch of pornos, and regular guys.
All right.
They're going to be having sex all day for 7 days.
Okay.
Every day, if you pay the money to get on this website, you can vote somebody off who you don't like.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
And at the very end, the guy who...
Equal numbers of men and women?
Yes. The guy who wins gets... $350,000.
What a wonderful idea that is.
And the guy that we're backing in this competition is 60 years old.
Rudy.
And he was 25 years in the military, retired as an Army Lieutenant Colonel.
Wow.
His name is Dave, and he's the guy that we're backing in this competition.
That's and good news.
He's going to be calling us any moment. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Don. Hello, Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, the guy with the lame joke, he may have had an ulterior motive.
Why?
He has a, I guess, an automotive transport business that phone number is hooked up to.
Yeah.
And it might have given him some free publicity.
I don't think so. See, I think You don't get it. If people call and he gets the name of his business, Joe Blow's Automotive,
right?
Maybe out of the 5,000 calls he'll receive,
right,
he'll get two people who actually take him up on some business.
Okay.
But I think generally when we give out someone's phone number,
it's a punishment.
Knowing the way that our audience loves that,
yeah,
it's a vigilante audience that we have, much like the Kiss Army.
Absolutely.
They ain't going to be calling this guy asking him about his business.
Definitely.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye. Now, is this the colonel?
Hey, this is him. This is the Lieutenant Colonel Rudy, Dave Cummings.
All right, Dave Cummings.
And I'm here at sexsurvivor.com, and I'm getting some oral attention right now from Charlene Aspen. This thing is rocking, man.
Are you on the website right now?
We're on the website right now, sexsurvivor.com.
All right, sexsurvivor2000.com.
Either way, we'll get you there.
And you, the girl's doing that to you right now?
Right now. We just finished one filming sex scene, and Charlene.
Yeah.
And she's doing it to me right now. It's my job, man.
Now,
my job.
Now, Dave, you're one of the regular guys. You're not one of the pros. How did you get selected to be on sexsurvivor.com?
There were 800 contestants that wanted to be one of the sexsurvivor.com folks. And somehow or other, I got there. Maybe it's because I remind some folks of the guy, Rudy, that was on the Survivor program.
Do you have a great...
SexSurvivor.com, one of the guys. I'm a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel.
Do you have a great crew cut?
A great crew cut? I only got about 3 pieces of hair on my whole head.
Yeah, oh, no, really? Here's his picture, Mike. Look, he's bald. He's a... Someone mentioned the word bald bastard moments ago, not
oh
speaking
my
about
goodness.
You.
Look, you do look a little like Rudy.
He's bald now.
I'm a little younger than Rudy. I'm only 60 years old.
There are 28 people having sex. There are 14 pros, meaning 14 porno stars, and 14 amateurs. They're locked in this room. They have no phone, no radio, no TV, no email, no internet. But it's supposed to be a beautiful, luxurious suite where they are. They will eat, sleep, bathe, and play while having sex for 7
God.
Days.
Actually, we're at a nice, huge mansion. It's not just a suite. It's a huge mansion with great food, 14 delicious women, and you can see them all at sexsurvivor.com.
So now, is this girl doing it to your budget?
Right now.
Buzz has the password on his computer.
Her name is Charlene Aspen. Some people call her the butt woman.
The butt woman. Buzz, what do you see on your screen?
Well, I just saw pictures of Rudy naked with his bald head, and that was a treat.
Is she...
No, you don't need to see me naked. You need to see what Charlene is doing
for me right now. What room are you in, Dave?
Yeah, we're in camera number 7 in the red room.
Okay, all right, let us check that out.
All right, see now, we only had...
Charlene gets so turned on, she may be doing her own money shot here in a minute.
We only had one password, so Buzz has it. As I mentioned, it'll cost you like $69 to go to this website.
Oh, no, it doesn't cost you $59. I think it's something like $19.95.
Really? Hold on, I got something here. For a one-time fee of $69.95, you'll be able to watch sex 24 hours a day.
That $69.95 thing's been changed to $19.95.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm looking over at somebody shaking his head telling me yes.
All right, well, then $19.95, a bargain at twice the price.
What a bargain.
And
yeah, it is a bargain. I mean, you can see porn stars not only doing sex scenes for the camera, but you can see what we live like, what we act like. We can see the girls touching each other.
Hey, Dave?
Yeah.
Are you required to have sex, like, all the time?
We're not really required to have sex, but we're supposed to participate in 3 major filmed events during the day. And the best thing is before the day, right now we just finished one of our scenes, and here I am getting some oral pleasure from Charlene while I'm talking to you.
Can we talk to Charlene?
Yeah, you want to talk to Charlene?
Yeah, put her on, please.
Okay, I'm putting Charlene from sexsurvivor.com on for you.
You got your plug in. Jesus.
Hello.
Hi. Are you really giving this guy a BJ?
Oh, definitely. It tastes excellent.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done this to a guy as old as this guy before?
No, but he's wonderful.
He's wonderful.
Great, wonderful person.
When he gets done, does dust come out?
No.
Rand, could you describe yourself for our radio listeners?
Myself?
Yeah, describe yourself.
I'm Puerto Rican. I'm 27. Mm-hmm. I'm 5'5". Brownish long hair, tan color, and ready to rock Survivor here.
How big are your boobs?
I'm small and petite, but I come in big package, so I'm full of surprises.
All right, we'll go back. Would there be a chance that you could take this job to completion while we are talking to Dave on the phone?
Of course. You want to hear?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Buzz, are you able to see those pictures yet?
I haven't found their room. We're having trouble scrolling. The computer's a little slow today.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
God.
Hey, she's starting to slurp her. Can you hear her?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear her, Dave.
Dave, just finish up. Can you get finished?
Sounds like he can.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Charlene said to tell you there's a special $3.95. You can log on today to SexSurvivor2000.com, and you can see everything going on for the rest of the day.
I got
$3.95.
I don't know how you can continue this act. If I was in the middle of getting a BJ, I doubt if I'd be able to read off commercials all the time.
Well, how many times have you had sex today, Dave?
I had once this morning and then once about an hour ago. Plus, I'm doing this right now, which isn't—I don't have the best wood, so to speak. But
yeah,
another hour we'll be doing another
old.
One. I'll be cool for that.
Oh, all right.
Another one.
Then you're not going to be able to complete your mission.
Oh, right. Yes, I am. I've already completed it twice today.
Yeah,
I'll complete it again.
You're not going to be able to complete it right now, though.
Oh, it's not required right now.
Well,
yeah, man.
You're on live national radio right now.
Is that right? Hey, everybody, I want you to watch then. Sex Survivor 2000.
Yeah, you got your plug in. Come on, you got your plug.
Well, then, you know what, Dave? Why don't you turn her over and do her a little bit?
Oh, they want you to get done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to hold this phone then.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let her hold the phone.
Here we go.
Okay.
We're going to go here, Charlene.
Charlie,
you're in charge of the phone.
He sounds like a 60-year-old guy.
I'm back again.
Hi there. Now, are you on top or bottom?
No, I'm bottom.
Bottom.
Oh.
Buzz, are you able to find the pictures of this?
I'm getting a lot of pop-up ads right now.
Because I'd love to be able to get on this site to verify the fact that she's doing this old guy right now.
Well, I don't think this is on the... on camera right now?
Yes, I am. There's a guy holding a camera. And
yes,
oh, there is a guy holding.
That's what I thought. You're supposed to be able to get streaming video
right.
of this while this is happening.
Hello, man.
Honey? Hey, honey?
Yeah?
While you're doing him, call him a ball.
Listen,
honey. Say it again, but don't say the F word. Say it again, but don't say the F word.
Oh, don't say the
F. Yeah, because we're on the radio here.
Sorry. You can bleep that out.
Yeah, we just delayed you.
Oh, yeah.
Just call him a bald bastard, but don't say the F.
You're not supposed to call him
bastard.
Sounds like something's actually going on right now.
Buzz, are you able to get the...
Dear.
I just had to delete it.
Yeah, we had to... My goodness.
I had to delete it. I can't because they're dropping the F word left and right.
They really are. They're into their work.
Jesus Christ.
And there's 60-year-old Dave Cummings.
He is he's our official protege in this contest.
Very good.
He's the guy we're endorsing, and we're asking anyone who wants to pay the money to go to this site to vote to keep Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because he's going to be our correspondent.
We hope Dave's the last guy there.
Yeah, he's going to be
the last guy standing.
He's going to be our correspondent over the next week.
Wow.
While these people are having sex on this site. This will happen. Actually, it started yesterday, and it'll go until next Sunday. Until next Sunday.
Boy, they're going to be extremely tired and sore.
Dave? Hey, Dave?
Yeah.
Listen,
how you doing there, Dave?
Dave,
I'm about ready to need a new pacemaker battery, man.
You guys, you can't keep dropping the F bomb.
Yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. Charlene didn't know.
Okay.
We're still going to be doing that bomb.
You guys need to report tomorrow?
Yeah,
absolutely,
yeah.
Dave.
Yeah, call tomorrow, Dave.
Well, what time do you want to report? About 1:30?
Are we in California?
Time?
Now, how about an hour later? Call us tomorrow at 2:30.
Tomorrow at 2:30.
Yeah, call us back because we're officially supporting you and we're urging all of our 6 million listeners to vote to keep you on.
Hey, thank you. Keep Charlene Aspen on, too, man. And I got to tell you, in between, you can go to DaveCummings.com and see how bald I really am.
All right. Well, that's the guy we're backing in this composition. Army Colonel Dave Cummings.
Yes, Colonel.
Go to sexsurvivor.com. Please vote to keep other people out, because somebody gets voted out every day. Has anybody been voted out yet, Dave?
Yes, there have been two gentlemen and one young lady voted out today. And, of course, since we have this family feeling about it, I mean, we felt bad about them. You know, it's too bad.
Yeah, one less person to do.
Are you still having sex?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of resting myself inside of Charlene here. She's rubbing my back, and I'm talking to you, and the producer, one of the producers and directors are starting to walk in right now, and they're trying to see why we're still having sex when we're supposed to be out at catering. Well, they have a problem. What's the problem?
All we see is this pants in it. Why should we see your ass?
Oh, you want to see my ass. All right.
Okay.
What?
Wait. You want to see that old man's ass?
You made me call him old bastard.
Oh man. Oh.
Gee, Dave. Really?
Hey. All right, Dave, call us tomorrow.
All right, we'll call you tomorrow. Hey, you guys behave and tell all your listeners to drive safely out there, okay?
All right, Dave, gotcha.
Dave, I hope you're driving safely.
I'm driving safely, man. I'm driving right in there.
All right, bye-bye, Dave.
Bye.
Call tomorrow. All right.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm not quite sure how we got hooked up with that guy, but
we call him a while back?
No, that's a different guy.
Another old guy?
That was a guy who was the world's oldest porn star.
Okay.
This guy...
Because I thought the guy's name was Cummings, the guy that we talked to.
It is the same guy. I just asked talked to the people who booked this. And
oh, it is?
It is the same guy.
So he's So he's a vet. I mean, he's a...
in more ways than one.
Besides being an army vet, he's... He's a porno vet.
He's a porno vet, and he's a military vet.
That's amazing. For those who serve.
Happy Veterans Day.
Well, he's the guy we're backing.
Absolutely.
And we urge everyone to go to that website, and, if you want to pay the money to watch an old guy having sex.
He looks like Uncle Fester.
Go ahead.
When you see a picture of the guy, he really looks like Uncle Fester.
Go ahead and watch him, and I guess vote for him to win, because then he win... $350,000. Jesus Christ.
No. And listening to him in those activities is a new study engrossed out for me. When he's going...
I believe tomorrow we're going to hear Dave experiencing anal. On tomorrow's episode.
Oh, my.
Something to look forward to.
Well, I know you love that.
I don't have to watch it. I just have to listen to it.
I know. Sometimes it's just as bad.
And Buzz, the pictures that you did see, what were they? Full frontal nudity?
Dave, yes. He was standing. He was completely naked. He was completely bald. And as he said on the phone, he's completely bald.
That's funny.
Buzz, I know you're not a homo.
Mm-hmm.
In a heterosexual way, do you find Dave to be attractive at all?
He can't hear me, right?
Right.
Not in the least bit.
Is he in shape at all?
For his age, I guess, but not really.
Right.
By other people's standards, no.
How about his wiener?
In the pictures, were kind of small, and it seemed especially small in these pictures.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, Dave, but that's just what I saw.
All right. Well, he's going to be checking in with us every day this week, unless he gets voted out.
Dave Cummings.
Right. And it's sexsurvivor.com. Thank you, Dave. We're behind you, so to speak, all the way. We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Been fishing before, so can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles, and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You can let him use your pole, Paul? The big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. One of you come in my room.
Okay, Paul.
No, wait a minute. You go, Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Trey gonna sleep in your bed, Paul?
Now, don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning.
Fag!
I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off. Go to sleep.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
No daft pricks allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
I'll always take you with me.
Everywhere I go. So we got a bunch of stuff happening on the show here. We're going to be playing Strip Trivia Friday.
Yay.
Be telling you about that.
All right.
Oh, we need your entries for the Mr. 40 Thanksgiving dinner with Jenna. You want to have Thanksgiving at our conference room, a gigantic Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings, including a wonderful sex show with Shiloh, and spend your day with Mr. 40.
Yes, Mr. 40 will be your charming host. It'll be a very special Thanksgiving with turkey, all the trimmings, and of course, 40-ounce malt liquor for everybody.
And Shiloh.
Yeah.
Shiloh putting on her sex show. Fax us a letter telling us why your family would be the best family.
And remember, you have to be 21 or older. No kids allowed.
Please. 21.
21.
Phone number, fax number is 800-636-6410. We got a couple of good faxes last week. Want to see if we get a couple of more, and then we'll pick the winner shortly. I know people are calling. I want to know if anybody saw Little Nicky. I don't know why I felt attached to the fact that, or rather why I felt bad that Adam Sandler's movie did not open at number one and it did not make $50 million. Because God knows, Adam Sandler has done dick for me. But when I got up today and I read the newspaper, I saw it made only $18 million.
That's still a pretty good opening weekend.
Not bad.
I mean, especially with the, you know, he doesn't usually get good reviews on his movies, but this movie was particularly slammed by the critics, you know, when they were talking about, I saw like a few one stars for this one.
Yeah, a man whose opinion you respect went and saw this movie.
Who's that?
Charlie Broyhill.
Charlie, come here.
Really?
Since when does Charlie Broyhill have a social life? You know, he saw...
Is Charlie Broyhill a closet Adam Sandler fan?
I think so.
He saw Charlie's Angels last weekend.
Wow, he's been going out a lot.
Wow. I didn't know that Charlie Broyhill... Did you have to buy her ticket, Charlie? Because I know whoever you took, I'm sure, was under 17.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I saw the movie Little Nicky.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. I really liked it.
Yeah. Now, listen, I've talked to some of my friends, and granted, they're my friends and my wife thinks are idiots, and they all said that it's his funniest movie ever.
Really?
Yeah, I saw, like, Siskel and Ebert were talking, or Siskel, I mean, Ebert, you know, the one that's dead. But
yeah, you'd need a shovel to talk to Ebert.
Well, yeah,
Siskel.
But the one who's
still... Or Siskel, sorry. How did Siskel feel about Little Nicky?
He said it was horrible.
Oh,
I thought it was good. I mean, you know, the previews looked crappy. I didn't think it was going to be that good, but I loved it. It was better than I thought it was.
Was it better than Big Daddy?
I think it was.
Yeah, you know, Big Daddy borders on... almost too sappy.
Yeah, too syrupy.
I agree.
With
I mean,
kid.
This is just, I went in, I laughed. You know, it was better. There was a bunch of stuff they didn't give it all away in the previews or anything. It
Charlie Broyhill's coming in here, right? Charlie, did you laugh till you cried?
All right. No, I didn't.
All right, what did you think of Little Nicky?
I thought it sucked.
You thought it sucked?
Ooh. Yeah.
All right. I don't know how to read that. Either that means it's great. All right, or it means it's awful.
Are you an Adam Sandler fan?
I'm not a big
No, I'm sorry.
Adam
I was talking to Charlie Broyhill, sir.
Yeah, I would say so.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like The Waterboy? Let me gauge your level of Adam Sandler fandom.
I watch it every time it's on the dish.
Okay. Did you like Big Daddy?
Loved it.
You did?
Yes.
Did you like Billy Madison?
Yes.
Happy Gilmore?
Yes.
Happy Gilmore.
So you like them all?
I do like them all.
Wedding Singer?
Except that one he did with Damon Wayans.
Oh, Bulletproof.
Didn't like that.
And you didn't like this one?
No, I didn't.
Why?
I didn't like Airheads either.
Why didn't you like this one?
The best thing in the movie was Beefy the dog.
And that's the dog who is... Is it his brother or...
I wasn't paying attention.
How can you watch the movie?
I don't
know
how they were related, but...
It's a talking dog, right?
It's a talking dog.
Isn't an Adam Sandler a movie where you don't have to necessarily pay attention? I mean, you can, like, drift off and then come back to a funny moment. I mean, it's not like you're going to lose the plot.
I don't know, Mike. You ever see Waterboy?
Not in its entirety, no.
Pretty deep.
Really?
Pretty deep.
Pretty
so
heavy
Big
duty.
Daddy.
So if you leave Waterboy for a second...
Right, you're lost.
You're done.
You're lost.
I can't figure this out. Like Mission Impossible.
That's right. Waterboy's just like Mission Impossible. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I was just calling. I saw Little Mickey.
Yeah?
I'm a huge fan, and that is the worst movie I've ever seen. The only godsend was that it was only 90 minutes, so you could get out fast.
When's the first time you checked your watch?
Probably about 10 minutes into it.
No.
I wanted to go see a different movie. My husband wanted to see this, so in 10 minutes later, I was already yelling at him.
My buddies told me that the reason I would like it is because he's not using his baby voice, that he's using some other nutty voice where he just talks out of the corner of his mouth for the whole
movie.
That's
even more annoying.
Okay,
well, but you're not an Adam Sandler fan, right?
Huge, huge.
Oh, you are?
I love a lot of his movies.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge fan.
Did you like The Waterboy?
I don't think it was his best, but yeah, I liked it.
Okay, because, see, that's the one I think that... That's where you find your real Adam Sandler fans. Because
it's so funny because I know when you said it, you changed the sentence a little bit. When you said, that's the one, and it was almost like you were talking about, that's the one that's really well crafted.
Well, no. That's the one that is the dumbest.
Right.
Because Happy Gilmore, everybody likes it because it's about golf because he punches Bob Barker.
Yeah, that's I've seen that scene in that movie.
Billy Madison was the first one, and most people just liked it because he acted like a retard.
The only movie I think the only Adam Sandler movie that I've seen start to finish was The Wedding Singer, and
that's his worst one.
I really?
Yes.
You know, I gotta stop. What I want to do is take The Waterboy and go start to, because that's your favorite one, right?
Yes.
But it's your favorite because it's kind of like your Dumb and Dumber favorite, where it's so dumb it's good.
No, Dumb and Dumber is great because it's funny. I mean, Dumb and Dumber is dumb, but I'd say as far as dumb movies go, Dumb and Dumber is a smart dumb movie.
Oh, wow.
Waterboy is a dumb.
Dumb movie.
Dumb movie.
So, but I've never seen it start to, I saw Wedding Singer start to finish, and I mean, I want
that
to
sucked.
Kill Adam Sandler at
right,
the end of that movie.
That's his worst movie. His next worst movie is Big Daddy. Fortunately, there's enough of him, like, peeing on the street and stuff in Big Daddy
right.
that makes that watchable.
Okay.
But, and that's why I think Waterboy is where you find out if someone really likes him or not, because Waterboy is an awful movie. It's awful. It's stupid.
And so is what you're saying. Let me see if I get this straight. What you're saying is, you have to be an Adam Sandler fan, because if you don't love just anything he does, you're not going to like any of his movies.
Yeah, and if you don't like Waterboy, which is his worst but also his best,
I understand.
Then forget it. That you're not a real Adam Sandler.
Doesn't
fan.
He talk like yeah? In all his movies, doesn't he have this guy? And then
what
with this one, this one's even more silly like that. Where you know, I mean, it's a baby voice.
This was a Billy Madison voice. I don't do it as well as you, but
right.
you had it right.
Right.
Happy Gilmore was more of a grown-up baby voice.
Yeah, but it's always kind of like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Let me see. Big Daddy, he used his normal voice.
Right.
Waterboy is the one where it's the 100% baby voice all the time. Oh, there's some fine H2O.
Right.
There's some good H2O. Oh, he loves you, Mama. I'm just here to give the team their water. That's what I'm here to do. You want me to...
So it's all baby voice.
You want me to kick the football?
Okay.
I love my mama. He loves his mama. I love the water boy.
I guess so.
I do.
And you like that line in the water boy more than any other.
Oh, you got to see it, because at one point they put it up on the Jumbotron when they're playing the Bourbon Bowl.
He loves his mama.
they put it up
Bourbon
on
Bourbon Bowl.
That's the name of the bowl game that he plays.
Jerry Reed's in this one,
yeah,
too.
Jerry Reed is the coach of the opposite team.
All right. Fantastic.
And Fonzie is his coach. Fonzie is the coach of...
Now, see, what's that all about? after Fonzie, and Henry Winkler became Henry Winkler, and Henry Winkler doesn't belong anywhere near a band sport.
He's good in the water, boy.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is.
And his name is Bobby Boucher?
Yeah, that's Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler's character.
Bobby Boucher.
Well, it sounds to me like you're going to have to go see this recent one and make your own decision.
I will. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I think Charlie Broyhill sucks. Little Mickey is great. And the voice that he uses, Adam Sandler used to play a character on Saturday Night Live. He was kind of this nerdy rock critic. It's the same voice. And the premise is, in Little Nicky, that he got hit in the face with a shovel by his brother. And that's why he talks out the side of his face.
All right, and you liked it.
I love all the Adam Sandler movies.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
The guy makes $20 million a movie.
Hey, listen, I'm not proud about the fact that I like Adam Sandler, in particular, The Waterboy. The Waterboy is the only movie that I ever made my wife go to that she walked out of.
Wow.
10 minutes into The Waterboy, she said,
that cracks me
I am sitting there like a mental patient, Bart and I laughing, and she says, It was in a mall. I'm going shopping. I'll see you guys later.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Adam Sandler doesn't try to be pretend that he's doing anything highbrow. I mean, he knows he's got his fans. He makes a lot of money when he makes his movies, and the people enjoy.
That's right.
His movies.
We are doing quality H2O.
You know what? I can't say. I mean, if you like it, you like it. That's what it's all about.
I like him. Hello, Don, and my show.
I'm a big Adam Sandler fan, but I really didn't want to see Little Nicky. But my mama said go see Little Nicky. It was going to be funny.
All right, goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Is that your Adam Sandler fan right there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm not proud of them, Mike, generally as a group.
Yeah, but you like a lot of good stuff, too.
I would be a highbrow Adam Sandler fan. I do like other real stuff, too.
I know you do.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Radio God.
What?
Mike, you need to watch some Adam... I've had a couple beers. Adam Sandler film.
Why is that?
Don't chuckle at me.
Why is that, sir? Why do I need to watch some Adam Sandler films?
Because...
I'm not averse to that, incidentally.
Hey, stop interrupting.
Okay, goodbye.
Man, it's you.
Don't call when you're drunk. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
I watched it. It was a pretty good show, but I think the best part about it... He must have had 10 different characters in there that he had on his previous movies. And it was trying to recognize them. He had Henry Winkler in there. The guy from Happy Gilmore told him to just be the ball. The ball wants to go home.
Yeah, and he had Rob Schneider in it. Rob Schneider again says,
now, see, Rob Schneider.
You can do it.
Now, let me ask you a question. Hey, this is a valid question.
Okay.
I am a huge Rob Schneider fan. Rob Schneider just makes me laugh when I look at him.
I'm not.
Now, if I like Rob Schneider, is he in every one of these dumb Happy Gilmore type...
He's in most of Adam Sandler's movies, but he just has a bit part.
You don't like Rob, but I thought you said you like Rob Schneider.
Not since I saw Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo.
I didn't see that. I'm a big fan, but I'm not that big a fan.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Yes.
Hey, I just want to tell you, you guys are the best 4 hours on the radio ever, but you got to be kidding me. Little Nicky does not look funny at all, and
Waterboy was
hilarious.
Have you seen Little Nicky?
I've seen the previews, and I can't bring my...
Okay, goodbye. Yeah. I'm sorry. Let's talk to people who've seen it.
What is in a... I know you like Waterboy the best. In the Adam Sandler family of films, what, in your opinion, is his finest work?
Waterboy.
Waterboy.
Waterboy is his...
His triumph.
His On the Waterfront.
His tour de force.
It is his It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay, all right.
Waterboy's the best. Second best would be Happy Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
Third best would be Billy Madison. Then Big Daddy. Then The Wedding Singer. The Wedding Singer is a fag movie. That one I don't like.
I hated The Wedding.
Didn't like it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I wanted to tell Mike a story about Rob Schneider.
You know, I say I like some guy. Now, okay, let me have it. All right, I guess I'm not going to hear it.
Hello?
Mike?
Hello?
Hi, I have a Rob Schneider story.
Yeah, go ahead.
What?
Went to see him way before Saturday Night Live in a little comedy club in Rochester. And he did this bit. It was absolutely hilarious. He had a thing from his answering machine where some woman had gotten a wrong number and thought that Rob was her boyfriend who had just broken up with her. And he swore up and down this was legit. And he had woken up because he was...
I've already lost it. Sounds funny. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on now. F you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, buddies.
Yeah, buddy.
What's going on?
Why?
Hey, I wanted to tell you about when Adam Sandler came to University of Maryland.
Okay, listen, everybody, I don't care about the background stories, okay? I simply ask, did you see the movie or not? I think $18 million is a disappointing opening. For Adam Sandler, he got beat again by goddamn Charlie's Angels. Your number three movie is the Robert De Niro movie.
Right.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
That one, I don't know why I can't get motivated to go see that.
Because it's a movie, because it looks like a movie you've seen before, I think.
Yeah,
like,
that might be it. There's just something about it, it just doesn't, it's something about those diving suits. It's just too old.
Number four is Still Meet the Parents. Number five is Red Planet. Which sucked, $9 million. Then Bagger Vance, Broyhill's big choice.
Right.
Followed by Remember the Titans.
You mean Stossel's big choice.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what did I say?
Broyhill.
Right, well, they're both Charlies. then Pay It Forward, which only made $3 million, so I feel justified in having told you. The kid dies in the end of it.
That movie was supposed to be such a huge hit, and it wasn't.
And then Billy Elliot, whatever the hell that is.
Ballet boy, if you saw the previews.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Ballet boy?
Yeah. He's a kid who takes up ballet, if you've seen the previews in theater.
Oh, really?
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You might cry.
All right.
That's a Billy Elliot.
Now I'm going to see it. I didn't know it was a movie about ballet.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don? What's up, Mike?
They should do the ads for that like they did for Billy Madison. Don't you remember how we laughed at the ads for Billy Madison?
Billy Madison. Go see Billy Madison.
You're like Billy Madison. Do you remember we laughed at the ads?
Right. And then, wait, didn't you go to see Billy Madison? You didn't like it.
Not the first time.
Yeah, it was the second time.
Second time.
He's an acquired taste.
He is.
You're like Billy Madison. And hey, you know, and I like his other stuff too, like the Hanukkah song.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, you know what? It's coming soon, man.
What, man?
Mark's going to get his Twinkie Stinky.
Oh, God.
Better watch out.
All right, goodbye.
Oh, man. it's an ugly world out
get
there.
Get his Twinkie Stinky. Thank you.
It's a big, ugly world.
It's a wonderful euphemism.
It's Twinkie Stinky.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I saw the movie. I thought it was great, but there was another movie that was better that I went to the next day. It was the Life and Times of Peter Richards. It was about a failed news reporter who got a poor 17-year-old pregnant and then left her. It was a tearjerker. I cried the whole time. Bye.
What the hell is going on?
Peter Richards is the name of Chris, the guy who calls in and pretends to be a woman.
Oh, is this you, Chris? What is the problem here?
It's either Chris or a Chris fan. I'm not sure what.
I got you, because, you know, Chris is
Tina
the guy.
Richards.
That's
Tina
the
Richards,
voice.
Right.
That's the guy.
I think it was a fan of Chris.
Hello, so. Don and Mike Show.
Good God.
Hello. I'll
never forget
Tina. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks. If Adam Sandler really wants to make some money, he should hire any movie with Lark Voorhees, won't you think? Do you think so?
Pardon me?
Rob's laughing. Rob gets it. I don't.
Why is this funny, Rob?
This is the same guy that, like, dwells on Lisa from Saved by the Bell, Lark Voorhees.
You don't think Lark Voorhees should get a bigger push in the movie industry than she has got?
This guy calls all the time, doesn't
right.
he?
Don't you love
all referring to some character on Saved by the Bell that none of us know.
Right.
Ah, there you go.
She's the black girl.
Next time Lear calls, ask her.
Saved by the Bell.
Lark Voorhees?
Lark Voorhees, she played Lisa Turtle.
See, when I hear right. Voorhees, I think of Jason Voorhees.
As do I.
As do I.
There we go.
There's a decent guy.
Jason!
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. You're the last call.
Hey, man, I saw that movie.
Yeah.
The Licky. It wasn't good. Don't waste your money.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Great review. Thank you.
The jury's in.
Bye-bye.
Everybody's raving about Little Nicky.
I listen. Well, you know, I'm going to go see it myself this week. Take Bart one day. He's got, like, half days for exams and stuff this week. So we'll go see it. We'll let you know. I think $18 million is disappointing. You should have done better.
What did you think he was going to get?
I thought he'd make $50 million.
You thought he'd make $50 million?
Yeah, well, I'm glad I didn't bet with Stossel, because that's what I really thought.
That's right.
Opening weekend.
He's from Quality H. Whoa.
I love my mama.
He loves his mama.
All right, listen, we got to change topics here because we have a trip to give away. Now, listen, I know that we've had trips before that have not been to the most exotic locations in America.
Oh, come on now. I think when you go up to upstate New York, it's a fun time.
And today we're really, really hitting the bottom of the barrel when we give away a trip for two to Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah, baby!
Not to be confused with its sister city that starts with the letter C. Your trip, if you win it, includes round-trip air, two nights hotel, a tour of the Marshall Space Center and the U.S. Space and Rocket Center.
Oh, man, that's round-trip airfare. Yeah, that'll be a nonstop.
And all meals.
Hey, fantastic. Oh, and, you know, the food's great down in Alabama.
The Outer Limits is back. Sit back and experience the unbelievable Sunday at 1 a.m. Nice time slot. On Fox. The Outer Limits. New stories, new stars, new season. Now, we're going to be playing a quick edition of Where Are You?
Very good.
Listening to the show right now. in the past, we've had people call us from meat processing plants.
We've had an undertaker or a mortician.
Yeah.
Actually in the embalming room.
Yeah, we had the guy that was actually
he got fired.
Yeah, was putting a body into the big oven or something when he called us.
He didn't give us the lady's name, but he read the toe tag and told us her age.
We had a guy, the best one ever, was the guy who locked himself in the trunk of his car and called us on a cell phone. So if you are listening to the show now in a exotic location.
Sure, it could be where you work, it could be where you relax.
Listen, this is subjective. As soon as we find the one that we like, boom, you're going to Huntsville, Alabama.
I remember the rendering plant. Remember that? The
yes.
guy called from the rendering plant where they render animals.
So if you are listening to the show in an offbeat location today, start calling right now, 877-365-3636. We'll get to your calls right after this. Again, we're not sure what we're looking for, but as soon as we get the wackiest location that we're able to verify,
right,
you're the big winner. I remember one time we had a guy who said that he was driving. God, a lot of this revolves around death. The guy was driving a hearse.
A hearse, right. Mm-hmm.
And he had a dead body in the back.
Reminds me of Jackass last night. Did you see any of that?
No.
They went out. They had a guy. They made him up to look dead. And they put him in the back of a hearse and in the coffin. And then when they'd open the door to check on it, there was another guy back there that would push the coffin out onto the street. And then they'd just wrestle with it and the lid would come off and the guy was in there and they went up right in front of this California outdoor cafe. Everybody's dining, trying to enjoy their food, and the lid pops open and just the shot to these people. It was funny.
That is a great show, Jackass.
Yeah,
you know
really
what it
is?
It is everything the Tom Green show used to be.
Absolutely.
Does Tom Green still have a show?
I think he's just hanging around with Drew Barrymore.
On MTV, I mean, the guy just loves talking about the fact that he only has one ball.
Right.
That now seems to be Tom Green's claim to fame. Hi, I've got one testicle.
You know, it's tough when you have one of your testicles removed on national television. It's tough to eclipse that.
How do you top
it? Maybe it makes you less funny. I don't know. Thank God I got two. Thank God you've got two, Mike.
Don, come on now. Tell the truth. I have three.
Show off.
Okay, so where are you listening to the show? Call us now. We'll take your calls. We'll give away the trip to Alabama. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Is she hot, or is she just delivery person hot? Bottom line is for me. Is she hot enough that you might think about it while you're having sex with Carrie?
Think about other women while I'm having sex with my wife?
Oh, sure. So what do you think about?
I think about my marriage vows and the life we built together.
funny stuff. Funny stuff.
Broadcasting with a secret stash of ass gas.
Right.
Don and Mike.
So is our friend Kevin James. I'll give his show a plug. We like his show. King of Queens is on tonight.
A lot of people have been asking me when your episode is going to be on. Do you have any idea yet?
Uh-uh. No idea. I know it won't be on tonight.
Tonight.
I don't think so.
What is it? King of Queens. Strike.
No, I was not involved in an episode that had a strike.
Tonight, the strike continues, and Deacon and Kevin get into trouble.
That's how I understand it.
Sounds like another great episode. Tonight, King of Queens.
I love it when those two get into trouble.
Yeah, it's wacky.
It is.
Hijinks ensue.
It's always wackiness.
Well, watch the show, because they were nice enough to put me on, and the episode's going to be on before the end of the year. And you know, we love Leah.
Hey, the show's a hit.
I laughed my ass off. I had not watched the entire Leah Remini celebrity profile on E! Exclamation.
Mm-hmm.
Frieda and I actually sat down. Apparently, it's like the only show they have on the E! Channel. They must have run it 20 times this weekend. And we watched it, and first off, how Leah did not get that schnoz that her mom has,
right,
and both of her sisters have, I don't know.
And she claims she's never had any work done.
No. You know, all I can think is maybe another dude was her father.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's so beautiful and her mother is so fugly.
Right.
And it is such, over the entire hour, it is such an ass kiss. I mean, no wonder these celebrities like doing this, because it's just an hour of their friends and acquaintances and business associates
mm-hmm.
telling them how great they are.
I know. And it's frustrating to watch that, because you know it's a giant schmoo.
Yeah, and I saw a part that I hadn't seen before where it had the creator of King of Queens.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there's a great mind. Let me see. The guy says, hey, I got an idea for a show. It's going to be about a guy and his wife.
Right.
and he drives a truck.
Okay.
Fantastic. Right. Great. You're a genius. So he's being interviewed, and he's wearing a bandana.
Oh, no.
Okay. Right. And he's a white guy.
Right.
With one of those half beards.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I got a half beard, but it's only because that's all I can grow.
I mean, he's got the, like, little straight line going down his jawline.
No, he's got, it's like the two-day growth of beard.
Oh, okay. Right. All right, like the Don Johnson beard.
Yes, just enough that you know it's there. But you know the guy could grow a real beard if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
He just is doing it because it's cool looking. So he's being interviewed about Leah, and he's sitting in the director's chair, and he goes, well, first let me tell you something. When we were casting this show, she's the one we wanted. Mm-hmm. All along, we said, get us Leah Remini.
You know, and there's nothing worse than watching the serious business of Hollywood when they love to talk about, you know, their thought processes and how everything, and, you know, like it's this big, huge deal when it's really they're just doing their jobs.
Yeah, right. And we said immediately that she's the one we want.
If we can, if she's available.
Yeah, if she's available. Now, keep in mind, she's been canceled, like, from her fourth show in a row. So, of course, Lee is going to be available for this. But the worst ass-kissing of all was from Jenna Elfman.
Yep. Jenna Elfman, mm-hmm. Dharma, her good friend.
Dharma and Greg. And I just read in the paper today that Dharma bought Madonna's house.
Right. Yeah, Dharma's got a few shekels.
$4 million she paid for Madonna's house.
Leah will go to that level as soon as King of Queens. I forgot what the magic number is.
100 episodes. 100.
Is it 100 episodes? Yeah. That changes everything.
So they're talking to Dharma, and she says, Leah loves makeup. Leah loves to be made up all the time. And please don't repeat this to Leah, any of you guys, because you know I love her. I really do. You know, I mean, I love Frida, but I love Leah. You know, I love Leah in that different TV star way.
Yeah, but you'd love her in the real way if you could.
Oh, absolutely.
If the rules changed, it was possible, but it's not possible.
So what Dharma says is, Leah doesn't like going anywhere. Excuse me, Jenna Elfman. Leah doesn't like going anywhere without makeup on. She said, and she looks right in the camera. She said, but I want to tell you something. I've seen her with no makeup, and no one ever sees this. This is a beautiful girl. And I'm looking at this, and I looked at Frida, and I said, you know what?
Oh, God.
I saw Leah at 7 o'clock in the morning. That night, I spent the night at her house.
Right.
I ain't saying she's not beautiful. But I'm saying makeup is her friend.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Absolutely. I mean, you're not saying anything really bad.
She does not roll out of the sack and look
right
like she looks on King of Queens.
She certainly looks better made up than Dharma looks.
Yeah, and Dharma.
Dharma looks like she's into the makeup, too.
You know, I think I said this to Leah last week. Dharma always looks to me like she has a sinus condition. She always looks puffy and the big bags under her eyes.
There was an old actress, used to be in a lot of old movies, called Jill Clayburgh. And Jill Clayburgh also always had that red nose. And then
she always looked like she had a cold.
And then there's another one more recently, and I forgot, I think Penelope Ann Miller. She's another one that has
the redhead, you mean?
The red-nosed people. And she was in, you know, she was in one of those Al Pacino movies. And she, I hate that look where they always look like they've just blown their nose.
Well, anyway, this is, it's just a total 100% ass kiss for Leah, this whole thing. And they're interviewing Kevin James, and he's like, listen, I want to tell you something. She's funny. She's opinionated. You know.
You know him though. He's like,
yeah.
Hey, Kevin.
The one thing he did say that was true though, is he's going through all this BS stuff where he's saying, hey, she's so great to work with, and she improvises, and she's funny. He says, and she has got seriously one great ass.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. And that was like maybe the only truthful part of the entire show.
Yeah, because Kevin probably would like to.
Yeah. You
know, but he's probably enough of a pro to know that that would probably screw things up, and Leah wouldn't have anything to do with it.
I don't think Leah would have sex with
him. I read an article, or I saw a tease for an article about Kevin James, where the gist of the article was, even though he's a big man, the ladies kind of go wild.
Yeah.
There was something about him being a personal trainer. He had been a personal trainer. That's what he did.
Really? In what life?
That's what he did.
I swear to God.
We'll ask them the next time they're on.
Anyway, watch their show tonight.
You know,
King of Queens. Because they're absolutely incredibly uptight about the numbers. And they always do great. They always get a great rating.
Go home and watch them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Here we go. Where are you listening to the show right now? Or so.
Right now.
Or so.
Or so. Hello.
Hello. Yes. Who is this?
This is Dallas.
Dallas, where are you calling from?
I'm about 5 miles south of Wichita, Kansas, right?
All right. Dallas,
mm-hmm.
Where are you listening to the show?
I'm in my patrol car right now.
You're in a patrol car?
Yes.
Are you a highway patrolman?
Yes, I am.
Can you hit your siren for us, please?
Yeah, just a minute.
Well, now, listen, I want to tell you something. That's pedestrian. We have had lawmen on the show before. Don and Mike's show, friend of the lawman.
Even when they're not competing for something. Are you one of the lawmen down in that part of the world that wears a cowboy hat?
No, we don't wear a cowboy hat.
All right. Are you in an urban area, or are you out in the middle of nowhere?
Like I said, I'm about 5 miles south of Wichita, just working the interstate.
The only way I could possibly see to keep you in the contest is if you would go outside and shoot your gun one time.
If you were like in a wide open area and you could discharge your weapon.
No, I can't do that.
You would move to the top of the list.
I'm sorry, even though we are friend of the lawman.
Absolutely.
You're out of there.
Thanks.
You're a fine, fine lawman.
Thank you, though.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I used to work at a radio station where I used to do a morning show, and the news guy, he's since passed away, that I used to work with years and years ago, was a friend, real friend of the lawman. I mean, he'd have every officer, every state trooper, and one day I came into work, and he's sitting there, and he'd always give me the bird. That's how I'd be greeted in the morning. And he came in, and one day I came in, and he had his sidearm with this huge .357 Magnum, and then all his lawman buddies, they went out in the backyard, and they were shooting this alarm clock. Like, I'd be sitting there and I'm like doing a break on the air.
Yeah.
You remember it was WYRE down there in Annapolis? And I'm sitting there going, okay, it's 10 minutes after 7. I hear this and I'm like,
where's some of those cops who called our show?
He would also be, he would be so into being a cop. He was a frustrated cop and he did the news. He would go out onto the interstate and he would get into a race with a guy, or he'd try to race the guy and he would race him right into the speed trap where his buddies were all sitting there and they'd give
you know what? That's cold.
Oh, yeah. He was a cold guy. I love
that. That's cold.
Yeah.
He's dead now.
He's no longer with us.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
Don and Mike, this is Ross.
Hello, Ross. Where are you calling from?
I am test driving cars for Chrysler right now.
What city?
I'm in a test vehicle. I'm right outside of Carson City in Silver Springs.
What? You're test driving. What kind of car are you test driving?
Right now I'm testing a Dodge. That's all I can tell you. I can't tell you anything more than that.
Well, now, why the hell would that be worth a prize? Well, this is unusual.
It's interesting. It's fascinating.
Are you on a closed track?
Yes. I run up 15% grades up and down them. I do powertrain tests. We test the transmission.
Jesus Christ. That's boring.
Where are you?
Damn. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Jack from Mechanicville.
Jack.
Yes.
Jack, where are you right now listening to the show?
Well, I've been up and down his Amish guy's driveway. I've already got hog prices from him. And
hold on. Do you mean Amish?
Yeah.
Why do you say
Amish? Some say Amish.
Some say Amish?
Yeah.
The
Amish. Some say Amish.
Never heard that before.
All right. Yeah. The Amish. And why is that unusual that you're in an Amish guy's driveway?
Well, I was riding past there and I heard you guys talking about the combat.
I wonder where John Paul Flom is right now.
I don't know. This guy's name was Henry, and he had his hand cut off. I guess from my butcher, and he's a butcher.
I must not be a very good butcher.
Boy,
you guys kept me on hold so long. I had the guy sitting there talking to him for a while, but...
So you're with an Amish guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not... No.
Please, goodbye, Jesus. I used to work for the Amish.
I know it's just a trip to Alabama, but we can do better than that.
Yeah, I mean, it's Huntsville, Alabama, Don. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Very exciting. Not a million years.
I just said the name of the town.
I know you did.
Huntsville, Alabama.
I just said the name.
Oh. I'm sorry. Who's this?
This is James.
And James, where are you listening to us right now?
Down in Waldorf, Maryland.
All right. And what's unusual about that?
I'm supposed to be changing tires out here, and tonight they have me sweeping out the Packers in the back of the trash truck. Where all the goo when you lift the can.
Ooh, the Packers.
Where all the goo and the trash falls.
What are you doing? Are you sweeping out like Brett Favre and Antonio Freeman?
I'm actually shoveling the trash out right now into a dumpster.
No, sorry. Here is our producer, Charlie Broyhill.
That's Brett Conway's girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let's break into the...
Oh, she's going to let us know maybe that he's going to be kicking for Oakland tonight.
The Oakland Raiders tonight. Okay, here she is. Hello, honey.
Hi.
Hi. Do you have news for us?
Well, yes, Brett is in Denver right now. He will be kicking this evening.
Yeah!
Yeah!
That's good news.
We're pretty excited about it.
Now, that's great news.
That is fantastic.
Yes.
Everybody watch Monday Night Football. Watch for number 5, our friend, Brett Conway.
That's great. When did he go out there?
He flew out Saturday.
That's great.
Ah, beautiful. So Janikowski still has gangrene or whatever in his foot?
I don't know about gangrene, but no. I think he is there. Janikowski's there. So he's out of the hospital, and he's healing, but they have Brett there to kick this evening.
Oh,
so we're really excited about it. It's a good opportunity for him.
Well, I hope he does well, and I hope everything works out for the best.
That's so
great. Thanks.
That's so great. And listen, everybody tonight, when you watch the game, regardless if you want Denver to win or Oakland to win, you got to root for number 5 for the Raiders when he comes. How great would it be if...
Is he going to be wearing number 5 tonight?
You know what? I'm not really sure what number he's wearing. He didn't tell me, so...
Okay.
Just look for the good-looking guy.
How great would it be, though, if it came down to a last-second kick and Brett kicked tonight to win the field goal?
That would be great for him.
Now, when they make the decision that he's got to come in and kick, they have to sign him, right?
Right. Well, they called on Saturday, and within maybe 2.5-3 hours, we had him at the airport and on a plane.
Wow.
So I think they signed on Saturday evening.
I know we joke a lot about one-week contracts, but how long did they sign him for?
You know what? That's something that I'm not sure of. He didn't really tell me. I'm not sure if it's just a one-week contract or if they signed him and then they release him later. I'm not really sure how it works.
Gotcha. Well, he's sticking in the game tonight, and that's what counts.
And congratulations to you for not leaving him when he got fired by the Redskins. You're very loyal.
Thanks, guys. I try.
And we wish Brett nothing but the best. Tell him that we said do great. We're all going to be watching him tonight, and if he gets a chance, give us a call tomorrow.
All right, we will.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much, guys. Right.
Thanks for giving us the update. Bye-bye.
Sure, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's a real reason to watch Monday Night Football tonight, because really, that guy Brett Conway, he's a good guy and a good friend of the show.
Oh, and he is so handsome.
Well, he is.
He's dreamy. I wonder if she's the female equivalent of him.
Yeah, she's a POA.
You've seen her?
Yeah, met her.
Really?
Hot.
Tonight.
I wonder if you're hot tonight.
I wonder if you're hot tonight.
Let me just say this.
Hey, who are you watching the game with tonight?
We would give her my refrigerator.
Oh, really?
Let me say that about Brett Conway's girlfriend.
Yeah, Denver's far away. I'm kidding. I know not this woman.
Hello, Don and Mike show
tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Just need a little companionship to watch your boyfriend on Monday Night Football.
Like that little plug we gave him? Everybody watching?
I tell you what, how about this? How about... Just sure to be convenient and all, Mike and I had to get a nice room down at the, Key Bridge Marriott. On the top floor.
You get a suite with a big screen.
One of those suites, and just the three of us can watch the game together.
Hey, I just saw him on TV.
Hello, who's this?
It's Glenn.
Hi, Glenn, where are you from, sir?
South Carolina, Greenwood.
Gotcha. Glenn, where are you listening to our show right now?
I'm in a front loader. I'm a front loader operator. I work at a steam plant.
A what plant?
Steam.
Steam plant.
Yeah.
What is that?
Steam. Well, manufacture steam. STEAM. Steam.
I understand what steam is. I didn't know that they manufactured it.
I didn't think so either. I mean, I never... Steam.
Hello. Nah. Hey.
Making steam.
Goodbye.
Hey, well, what's the Monday Night Game? Make some steam.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Tina over in California.
Tina, hi. Where are you listening to our show right now?
In Marysville. And I'm in a salon, hair salon, laying there getting a tan, and I heard this off through my Walkman, and I ran through and asked them if I could call.
Are you
I'm getting a tan.
Are you tanning right now?
You better believe it.
Are you naked?
You better believe it. No panties on me.
Really, much as I enjoy the thought of another naked woman.
Yeah, it's probably not thick enough.
No, not thick enough to win this trip, but thank you, though.
Thanks so much for thinking of us, though.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who is this?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Michelle from South Carolina.
Hi there, Michelle. Where are you listening to our show right now?
I'm on the toilet.
On the toilet. Now, this is unique.
I'm on the toilet.
Are you going number 1 or number 2?
Number 2.
Okay, now this is a first.
This is unique.
Great. Oh, I had to go when you guys were putting the contest.
Speaking of, hold on. I got a message for you.
Hold on a second. Here we go.
I want to dedicate this to Brett's girlfriend if she's listening.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm there. I'm Stan.
Oh, man. A right and a left.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Wow.
Just think. That could be you, honey.
I hope.
So are you through yet?
No. No. Just sitting here.
Have you put take a number two on the air? That would be a first. I can't guarantee you'd win,
right,
but we would keep you as one of our finalists.
Great.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you want the phone or?
No, just
okay.
Go ahead.
I mean, if there's any sound, put the phone down there.
Is that good?
You know what? That's going to be hard to beat.
I think we've reached a new high.
That is, I hope so.
That is hard to beat.
Yeah, that really is. I think we've got a finalist here.
A woman just took a dump on the air.
We've got a finalist.
That's hard to beat.
What's
your name? There's more?
There was some more.
Oh, that was some more, I guess, while we were talking.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Listen, your name is Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second, Michelle.
Okay.
Because we're going to get your number. Or just, you know what? Let us get your number.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on, honey.
And it may be a trip to Alabama for the classy lady.
Thank you.
Eat your heart out, Gucci on it.
And you got to admit, that's a first.
That is a first. We've never had that happen on the show before. And listen, for all you guys that are thinking about doing it right now, never beat an original.
No, it's her idea. And listen, the most I thought we'd hear maybe would be something like this. Or like this.
Right.
I mean, there's no way I thought we'd actually hear the plop, plop.
And the fizz, fizz.
What a great moment that was. If you can beat that, still time to call.
Right.
877-365-3636. Let's all root for Brett Conway tonight and the Raiders on Monday Night Football, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Stab in the ass. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, I can't believe I had this big meeting today with Ken about, you know, the stuff that we can't talk about.
Right.
And, you know, continuing our working with CBS in whatever capacity. When they continue to F with this show.
What now?
When the woman just went to the bathroom.
Yeah, they deleted it.
Yes. They dumped it out.
So to speak.
So they dumped the dump.
Right.
Okay. It was a groundbreaking moment on the show. I've just been told that the 6 million people listening didn't get to hear it.
Why? What was the reason given?
Because it's like you can't.
You can't have like a bodily function.
Yeah, but for all we know, the woman was simply taking a bar of soap and putting it in water to make
right.
that. Blank. Said, although we know.
Blank.
Although we know because the sound was so realistic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it really.
That it wasn't.
And it sounded like maybe she was not real healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It sounded like it might have been kind of.
Sounded like a little splatter factor.
Yeah.
Like a little buckshot.
Yeah, like a little slippery coming out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it just.
And that gives me, you know, cause to thank her more for holding on as long as she did.
It's just a pisser, if you'll pardon the pun. It's a pisser that we get a girl. Now, that is a unique call. I will go number two on the air. She goes number two on the air, and nobody gets to hear it except
right.
us. You're just going to have to take our word for it. It was funny as hell.
Those pesky rules.
Jesus, they suck. And, I'll just ask again, how come all the rules seem to apply only to this show? Is it because all the lawyers live in this town?
Could be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. I'd like to flush them down the toilet, too.
They'd make a splatter sound.
We've gotten, I don't think we'll have time for it today, but a ton of your faxes with email from that prick at the Washington Post, Bob Levy.
Levy, I read his column today to just see if there was anything. It was another inane, horrible. I mean,
no.
I think I read two sentences, scanned it, and then threw it away.
He will never address the issue about what he wrote about us in Friday's post.
No, that's done. That's the way they go. They hit and they run.
But remind me tomorrow. We got a stack of faxes people sent us of emails that Bob Levy sent to them.
Ah, very good defending himself.
Yes, and as the weekend went on,
yes.
The tone of his faxes gets meaner.
Good.
And meaner.
Wonderful.
And I'll say in deference to our people who were writing them, at least the ones that were sent to us, it was not like F you, you're an idiot.
Right.
They were all well thought out, well written, nice grammar, nice punctuation.
But Bob Levy got a little testy, huh?
Yeah, I guess around around Sunday is is when they started to turn ugly, his responses. Okay.
Good, I'll look forward to hearing that.
Yeah, you know, why this guy wouldn't just delete out these emails, I don't know, but I guess he spent most of his weekend answering all of the emails that listeners of this show sent him.
Well, I think that says something right there as to, you know, how much of a life the guy has.
Levy, L-E-V-E-Y-B, at washpost.com.
And that, you know, I thought it was a nasty slam that he did in the first place, and I thought he wasn't a stand-up guy the way he handled it.
No, right. You know? He can eat me raw. And tomorrow we'll read you some of the responses because they're funny. Okay. Because they go from being pseudo-polite to being terse, just like three or four word answers. And then by Sunday, he is starting to assault the people who are writing him.
Ah, very good.
It's it's like a psychological profile.
Sure.
Where you see the responses from this guy over the weekend.
Where he starts to obsess on it.
Yeah, and like, what does he think, that he's going to email people back who listen to this show and that they are not going to forward the emails to us?
Who knows, but it'll be fun to read them.
Like, they're not going to be public at some point?
That'll be interesting.
Well, they will be. I've just jotted it down on my Post-it note.
Good.
Tomorrow, we'll read some of Bob Levy's responses.
Very good. Bob Levy, a very sensitive man.
And if he's got any balls, he'll write something about it in his worthless column in the Washington Post.
That won't happen because he doesn't have any balls.
What was his column today?
You'll love it. Bob Levy column.
I didn't even look at it today. Hold on. Bob Levy. I know it's by the comics somewhere.
I'll
right?
tell you, it's the stories of the day. The important newsmaker stories of the day.
In Fairfax, the great lasagna flap.
There it is. Yeah. That's what he does.
So he writes about lasagna, and then he writes about Viagra.
Okay. That's it.
Gotcha. Good column, Bob.
Terrific job, Bob.
Worthless. Loser in the world of radio.
Sorry you couldn't make it in radio, Bob.
Sir, you got fired from MAL and WRC by the ratings, of which you know how they were.
Bob.
How dare you write a column about this show, invalidating our number one ratings, just because you were not able to achieve the same yourself, Bob.
Pretty safe to say I don't think he'll be writing about us again.
Well, if people keep emailing him, I bet he will.
I don't know. I think he's a pussy. I really do. I think he's a pussy, and he'll run away.
Levy,
I think he'll avoid the controversy.
L-E-V-E-Y, Levy, B, letter B, at washpost.com. There he is. Now let's get back to where are you?
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, hold on. I got something for you.
Listen up. This is not his skull. Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear.
There you go.
He thinks there's moisture about.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Congratulations. That's the best one today.
Now, listen. We air that. There's no problem with that.
Apparently not. Now, and apparently that's okay.
And that's sponsored.
Right.
Yes.
That's right into the microphone.
Yeah. A fart right out of my ass. Right on live radio.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't have a woman take a dump on the telephone?
No, nope, that is where they draw the line.
Explain it to me, please.
I remember it was explained to us a long time ago, where any description of an actual function and the fact that we were saying, hey, you're going to do that right now, and then we heard
sucks.
It. That's what it is.
Sucks.
You know, I hate it when I explain those things to you, because I almost feel like I'm telling you the way it is. I'm not making the rules. I'm just explaining.
I know you are, and I know that you listen to those meetings more than I do. The rules are stupid. They're antiquated. God damn it. How are we supposed to do a show in the 21st century if we can't have a woman take a dump on the air?
I don't understand. That we have said for years and years, if we could just get a woman to do that on the air, it would all be over.
I mean, we had a guy getting a BJ and having sex on the air today.
Yes.
And that's okay. But a woman taking a number two...
I wouldn't doubt they might have delayed that out, too.
No. I think they only deleted out the part where she said she called him an effing bald bastard.
Right.
They only deleted out the bad language
words.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex, where are you from?
I'm from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Alex, where are you listening to our show right now?
I am in a small room in the back of a dialysis unit reprocessing artificial kidneys.
You're working with dialysis machines?
Yes, well, actually, I don't put the patients on. I reprocess the used kidneys to be used in the future.
Well, this is interesting to me, being as I only have one kidney and I'm going to be looking at some kind of major operation soon, but I find it hard to believe that a dullard like you...
You reprocessed the used kidney?
What do you mean,
no. Used kidneys?
Well, there's certain patients that opt to reuse their kidneys over and over until they fail, and there's a machine that I put them on that cleans them and flushes bleach and formaldehyde through them. And they're ready to use the next time they come.
No.
Does that make any sense to you medically?
You know,
you sounded like they were sitting there in a bowl.
I have just been through a multitude of kidney problems. I don't think so.
Formaldehyde.
Bleach.
I don't think so. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Your grocery store.
Plus, the guy sounded like an idiot.
Yeah, can you imagine that? You know, you're going in for that medical procedure. You say, how you doing? You
know, hello.
The guy's sitting there with a pierced eyebrow.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
How are you doing, guys?
Hi.
I'm up on top of a telephone pole in Sacramento, California.
All right, now how do we validate that?
I don't know. I'm up on a pole just working on the phone line.
He'd have to jump. No, don't do that, sir.
Or you'd have to throw your phone.
Throw the phone?
Throw the phone. How high up are you?
I'm about 25 feet.
Are you a telephone repairman?
Yes, I am.
Well, then you'd be able to fix it. Yeah, that would be the only way you could prove it to us, would be to throw your phone.
And yell Geronimo as it's falling away from you.
Sure.
All right, go.
All right. Geronimo!
He's lying.
Big liar.
Again.
Hello?
Oh, he didn't drop his phone.
No.
No, the phone would have made a sound.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's lying.
He's hung up. He's out of there.
Okay. Why must people play fast and loose with the truth?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Who's this?
Radio God.
Hi,
my name's Rick.
Rick, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, for God's sakes, North Idaho, and I'm right outside the neo-Nazi Aryan Nation compound.
I know that there's one person. There's one
for you to laugh.
There's one person in this room who's interested to hear. Is Rob's picture up there?
Speedwack.
Why is your phone sound so weird? Why is it beeping like that?
Well, reception up here isn't the greatest. I don't know. They probably got some sort of friggin' satellite breakers in there.
So you're outside the compound. What does it say? Are there any signs?
No, actually, the compound is they've just went through a legal proceedings, and they've come up and they've repossessed everything from their statue of Hitler to all their swastikas and stuff, and they're booting them off.
Oh, good. Well, that's good news.
Yeah, so there are no Nazis there right now?
No, actually, we're Nazi-less right now. I'm a nut, but no Nazis. I'm
sorry. You'd have to have some Nazis there for it to really count.
But before he goes home, he really should check out the gift shop.
Some nutty Nazis.
Nutty Nazis.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Try to contain your joy a little bit.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Justin from Fairfax.
And did you hear when he called you hair spiwack?
I like that.
Yeah. Hello. Hold on. Mike's got a message for us. Hold on, here we go.
Wow!
It's been a fruitful day. You and I have a good competition going for best one of the day.
Yeah, we do, we do.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
That one was pretty strong.
That was a good one.
It was a good one, get a good one. Motor 3, also.
Who is this?
Nice.
Hello?
It's Justin.
Yeah, Justin, where are you calling us from?
From a toothless Fairfax, Virginia, and I am in your parking garage.
Oh, come on.
Security.
Here, please, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, where are you calling us from?
Spokane.
Beautiful. I mean, where are you listening to? What's your wacky, offbeat location?
Well, that wasn't what I was calling about. I was just an update on that guy with the stupid joke, and he gave out the phone number.
Yeah.
Well, the first time I called, it was a message saying, we're not taking messages right now. It was a cell phone. Then the next one was him recording a message saying, you've reached a non-working cellular number.
He's a genius,
right.
Isn't he?
Yeah, all right, thank you.
Sure.
Guy's a genius trying to play, he's trying to play that game. Hello, Linda?
Yeah.
You've reached a non-working number. You better not call again, because this number's not on.
Oh, you know what? I threw it away. I'd like to hear that, Dave. That would be a funny one.
Really?
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Carson City, Nevada.
Beautiful. Where are you right now listening to the show?
I'm under the street in a manhole, and I'm with the phone company.
You're in a manhole right now?
Yes.
Well, that's not bad. How do we prove that, though?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, thanks. Thanks so much.
All right.
Nice try.
See you later.
You know, you can always tell when somebody answers the phone by going, meow. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Hey, we heard the lady crapping on the toilet here.
Really, how could that be? Where are you calling from?
Anchorage.
Well, now, Anchorage would get the same post-delay feed as everybody.
I would think so.
I think maybe they deleted out going right up to the act. Did you hear the plop in the water?
Yeah, we heard that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, here comes Charles Broyles.
No, they didn't.
No.
There was no plop heard.
He wants to believe.
Oh. Yeah, maybe I want to believe.
All right, thank you. Goodbye. Hey, he was tough to convince, Charlie. Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, I'd like to give you guys the number of that guy.
All right, hold on a second. Robbie will get it.
Okay.
Hold on a second, please. Wait, don't forget, we're doing a contest here. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hey, Don and Mike. This is John.
Johnny, where are you from?
Laurel, Maryland.
Where are you listening to our show right now?
Well, I thought the location would fit the prize. I'm calling from inside of a sewer. I can rattle the top to the sewer or something. It smells like crap in here. I pulled
hey,
over inside
shocker.
The room.
That'd be unusual. That'd be unusual for a sewer.
What?
You're inside. What do you mean you're inside a sewer? How do you go in?
I took the top off and I climbed down inside and I'm kind of sitting there with my head out. I can get down further inside, rattled the top or something.
A sewer where? Oh, you mean like you just pried off a manhole cover?
Yeah.
In a street or a yard?
Yeah, I want to go to Alabama bad.
Where exactly is the sewer?
I'm at a gas station. I can't see. Hold on. I'm at a Crown gas station.
Oh, yeah, go inside and shut the cover.
Hold on.
I don't believe this guy. I just want to see how far he'll go with us.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a sewer, all right.
Sure is.
I'm in a sewer. Did you hear the top?
Oh, I heard it, yeah. And you are a big loser. Thank you. Hello?
Yeah, what?
You lose. You're a big loser.
I'm in a sewer. Is that not good enough?
Nope. I mean, we have no way of knowing that you're really in a sewer.
Gas stations have several kinds of manhole covers. Yeah.
All right.
Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Jesus H. Christ.
Hello.
What's wrong with people?
Hey, you know, this might be a JFC day, not a JHC.
Yeah.
Jesus effing Christ.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, my name is Steve.
Steve, where are you listening to our show?
I'm right here in Alexandria. I'm driving in my cab, and the reason I think this is an unusual place because I'm one of the very few of your international listeners.
What?
I'm one of the very few of your international audience.
No, this is the dumbest call we've gotten.
No.
What is your nationality?
I'm from India originally.
We got lots of Indians listening to the show.
There are Indian people that have listened to this show for years and years.
I am telling you, Mike, there are no more Indian people.
I don't
believe you.
Goodbye.
You know what? Clear them out, Lisa. We'll do one quick sweep through in our next break. And if we can't find a winner, then we'll give it to the lady who took a crap on the radio.
Very good.
But she was pretty damn good. Robbie, did you give me that number? Oh, here it is.
Hello, Linda. You've reached a non-working number.
This is the guy who we gave out the phone number a couple of hours ago who called us with a bad joke. Apparently, he's put a fake message on his machine now.
Hey! You calling me?
You're on the air. It's Don and Mike.
Hey!
Hey, I thought people were calling us and telling us you put a fake message on your machine.
No, I didn't do that. Come on, let me tell you another joke.
Never learn.
Hey, no way.
I want to bring my phone in there tomorrow and let you hear all these messages.
What have people been calling you and saying?
They basically they just call me loser and stuff like that. I know I'm a loser, you know? They're not telling me nothing new.
I'll give you another chance if you want to tell another joke, but it would mean I would...
Just one crazy woman called me up and said, well, that's detrimental to women, and I told her your joke. The one about what 1,000 battered women have in common and all that. You know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, they wouldn't.
They just don't listen.
that's my joke. That's my signature
that's
trademark
joke.
That's
your favorite joke. You tell that all the time.
You know,
that
was really good when we cut the ties with this guy the first time.
That's the one that I have printed on my business card when I meet anybody, incidentally.
That's pretty cool, man. Let me do another joke, and you can give out my other cell phone number.
No, I'll stick with this one. If you've got another joke, go ahead.
I don't have a good one, though.
You have one the last guy.
Well,
last one was good. It's just a bad delivery.
How about if you just take your phone and hit yourself in the head as hard as you can?
I can't do that.
All right, well, then goodbye.
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 You called me, remember?
I know. I'm hanging up now.
And now, okay, now we're saying goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye
to the rocket scientist.
There he is.
Hey.
I ain't no damn rocket scientist. I'm a tow truck driver.
You're a tow truck driver.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye. It would be unfair for me to give out his phone number again.
Yes, this is true.
301-343-7075.
Hey, at least he answered the phone, too.
Terribly unfair of me. Sure. Now, if you've got something better than the woman taking the crap, call. Otherwise, we're going to give her the prize when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole.
They love the smell of their own fart. Don and Mike.
We do.
All right. We do indeed.
She has her days, doesn't she?
Absolutely.
Don't you think so, Buzz?
Think what?
Never mind. You gotta pay attention, Buzz.
Absolutely. It's a mile a minute. On air and off air around this studio.
Lisa just came in.
Ah, yeah.
And she's having one of her good days today.
Yes.
Real good day.
I saw her earlier.
Mm-hmm. Real good day. Not like we just saw her. Look good.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
5-5 on the ground for 2.
Hello.
Providence. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. Listen, this is the absolute last chance for someone to tell us where they're listening to the show that's better than the woman who took a crap. Who is this?
This is Mark.
Who?
Mark.
Mark, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the middle of the airport. It's BWI out in the ramp there.
Wait a minute. What do you mean the middle of the airport?
Out there where the planes are.
You're on a runway right now?
That's correct.
You're on the tarmac?
On the tarmac.
No way. Like in pushing 10?
That's correct.
Now, what do you do out there?
I'm supervisor over the fuelers for U.S. Air.
Hmm. Really? Is there a plane taking off or landing that we could hear?
There's some sitting at the gate I could drive by.
Yeah, we'd like to
hear them running.
Yeah, we can hear some jet sounds. That would be convince us that you are indeed where you say you are.
Okay, hold on.
What kind of vehicle are you in right now?
Pickup truck.
And you know that pushing 10, I never go by that.
No.
When that's on 10,
I can't
hear
it.
There we go.
Yeah, he's telling the truth.
All right, he's at the airport.
That was legit. Okay. And what was that? What did we just hear? Was it landing or taking off?
No, it's sitting at the gate. That's the APU running.
Oh, you just opened your door and you got that sound?
Yeah, matter of fact, I can call a tower and get one. There's just one coming in right now, and you can hear that.
Yeah, if we could hear that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, hold on.
And
tower feeling.
Those of you stalkers out there, everyone know what kind of car I have? The car I have, my Cadillac, it's the exact same car that John Cusack drives in Pushing 10.
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on, listen.
The Cadillac Seville.
The plane is taxiing in right now. Where is that going to?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, just listen. It's tower fueling copy.
This is kind of fun.
I don't know if this guy's going to win. This is interesting, though, to hear.
It is.
Hold that again. The aircraft is sitting off the gate out here, off of gate 18. Where's the gate's he going to? Okay, gate 2 is at aircraft 255.
How's he calling
you? Okay, 10-4-6.
All right, so he's going to gate number two?
Going to gate number two.
Are you going over there, too?
I can.
So we can hear him come in?
Yep.
All right, go on over there. I like
this. All right, well, I'll sit and he'll drive right by me. He's holding out here for another one that's getting ready to take off.
All right.
All right, could we hear that plane take off? I mean, if you're sitting right there.
Roll your window down so we can hear him.
Well, I'm not going to be able to hear you.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Yeah,
I guess.
I don't know. Thrill's gone.
Right.
Good job. Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Skip in Burlington, Vermont.
Skip, where are you listening to our show right now?
Delivering pizza for Domino's.
And what is so friggin' unique about that?
Well, I don't know. I just had a customer waiting for me to get off hold to talk to you guys.
So you're delivering a pizza to a customer who wants to talk to us?
No, I was waiting and the guy couldn't wait anymore, so I just told him his pie and he went on his way.
Oh, come on, Joe Biden. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Bill, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, Bill. We're doing great. Where are you listening to our show?
In Bethesda, tracking O.J. Simpson's limousine.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. I saw him at the Grand Hyatt in Bethesda.
Is O.J. in town today?
O.J.'s in town. I saw him at Bethesda. I'm tracking Renthal James.
I don't believe it for 1 second.
I'm telling you, he's in the limo 10 feet in front of me.
Then give him the phone.
Well, I'm going to go knock on his limo at the next red light. Doubt will answer, but we'll give it a shot.
All right.
I think that's a winner right there.
O.J.
All right, I'm going to his window. Hold on, it's a red light.
Okay, right. Right, like I believe
it. Knock on his window.
Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, please, come on.
O.J.
Yeah.
It's not opening. I'm looking.
Such a liar.
Yeah, right, please.
You are such a liar.
Full of crap.
He won't help. He won't roll down the window.
You're a liar.
Outside his limo on Wisconsin Avenue.
It's just a trip to Alabama.
Because Wisconsin Avenue is totally devoid of traffic noise.
Yeah exactly, Rob.
Right.
Thank you.
You articulated what I was thinking.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Jim.
Jim, where are you from?
I'm from Albany, but I'm at work right now in Landover.
All right, where are you listening to our show?
I'm underneath the printing press.
For what? A newspaper?
No, we print stuff for unions and associations and Democrats and things of that nature.
All right, can we hear?
Yeah, hold on. I'll start it up right now. I didn't want to turn it on while I was trying to talk to you because it's kind of hard to hear.
Right.
But I got to go under now. Hold on.
Okay. It's always good when we play this game and no one loses a finger.
Wow. It's about as exciting as the guy at the airport.
Yeah, the guy at the airport had potential and then it just was a jet engine.
Here you go.
All right, get ready for real radio excitement, kids. That made me laugh.
Doesn't get much better than that.
Ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Okay, last call. Hello, who's this? Hello? Hello, Don and Mike here. Don and Mike Show, can you hear us? All right.
Yeah,
who's this?
This is William.
William, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from around Chico, California.
All right, and where are you listening to the show?
I'm out in the middle of a rice field that's flooded, and I got steel wheels on a tractor.
Huh?
Well, I'm out in the middle of a flooded rice field in a tractor with steel wheels.
Now, we get calls from guys on tractors all the time.
Yeah, goodbye. Yeah. Listen. We're going with the woman who took the crap.
Yeah, I think we have to.
Even though you were not able to hear it on the radio. Trust me, someday, we would really have a CD that people would buy if we could put out a CD of all the stuff we've had to delete out of the show.
Oh, yeah. Too blue for you.
9.
Let's chat with her right now, the pioneer woman.
All right,
the groundbreaker.
Her name is Michelle. She called. I mean, I'm so sad that they deleted it out because it was a beautiful moment. She said, "I'm going number two right now."
Mm-hmm.
And then, hello, Michelle.
Hi, Donna White.
Hey, listen, baby. Congratulations,
yes.
You're the big winner.
Yes.
Congratulations. Okay. Well, she put the phone down by her butt on the toilet.
I mean, splash.
Yeah, the poopy. We heard it slip out and splash in the toilet.
But unfortunately, they had to delay that.
But I'm telling you, it was a great moment.
And it was such a great moment that you are the big winner.
Yes, oh, my God.
Now, I know, where are you, South Carolina?
Yes, I'm in Seneca, South Carolina.
All right, well, I don't know how exciting this is to go from South Carolina to Alabama.
I need a vacation so bad.
Well,
any kind of vacation.
Congratulations, you've won a trip for two to Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes.
Your trip includes round-trip air, two nights hotel, tours of the Marshall Space Center, and the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, and all meals.
Great.
The Outer Limits is back. Sit back and experience the unbelievable Sunday at 1 a.m. on Fox.
Enjoy your trip to Alabama.
Probably won't even need the plane tickets, but great.
The Outer Limits, new stories, new stars, new season, and we thank Fox for this wonderful vacation. Well, listen, take the plane. You know, take a plane ride.
I think I might. It's been a long time. I might.
Have a bag of peanuts.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
And you, Michelle, now that was, out of all those calls we got, some of them had the potential to be great. Some of them just flat out sucked.
Right.
You can't be and what made it best, a girl.
A girl, yeah. Guy, that doesn't work with a guy.
A girl taking a poopy on the air.
Congratulations, you're a regular doll.
I thought I was going to be knocked down.
No, that's a first on this show.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know, Michelle, I don't know if you heard, the worst part is that the best part, when the plopped in
they
the water.
They cut it.
Yeah, they cut it out.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Yeah, well.
Can't beat a BJ on air.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's right. You're talking about the guy before.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I can't beat that.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You know?
Sorry, it's just when a woman says those letters, you know, we kind of stop in our tracks.
Right, that's the hypocrisy of CBS.
It's terrible.
We had this old guy from www.sexsurvivor.com who's getting a BJ on the air today, and that's okay.
Yeah, but the plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
That's not okay.
Verboten. No.
Don't get it. Michelle, enjoy your trip.
Oh, thank you. Longtime fans here.
Thanks for listening, honey.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Hold on a second,
okay,
please. Well, you know, she deserves the trip.
Yes, she does.
She really does. That was a great moment in Don and Mike's show history.
Go down and eat some of that spicy Alabama cooking.
It's time now for Buzz in the News.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And what's your lead story on your made-up news tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, ballot battle bitterness.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm so pissed at this whole thing.
I know.
Really. I mean, now, I'm past...
You and the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm. I'm past who wins and who loses.
I think we all are.
Just both of you guys, stop being pricks.
Shut up.
Stop filing lawsuits. Count the goddamn votes. No matter which one of these guys wins now...
They both lose.
They're tainted good.
That's right.
Right? We're going to have a douchebag president for the next 4 years.
That's right.
And has anyone found out what that Band-Aid was for on George W.?
Yes, I know. He had a boil. He had and I understand it was not an attractive boil, as boils go.
They had to lance that boil.
Ooh, on his face.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. And that was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Cactus?
They go together like rubber balls and liquor. Don and Mike.
And listen, everybody, if you want to enter the Mr. 40 Thanksgiving contest, here's our fax number, 800-636-6410. Just fax us in a letter telling us why your family should enjoy Thanksgiving with Mr. 40 and with Shiloh. Time now for news and comments with Buzz. And Buzz brought to you tonight by Best Buy this holiday season. Give the magical gifts to let people have more fun with their time. Best Buy. Turn on the fun. Buzz, hold on.
All right.
I don't know if this is a newsmaker or not.
Could be.
See, a couple lines on hold. Hello?
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Don and Mike, hello.
This is Bitter Nigga right here.
Hey, BN, what's up?
What's going on?
Hi.
Speaking of that bitch 40, I was trying to join the contest because I was calling from his ass. It's sort of sticky and salty in here.
All right, BN, you're just going to have to take it up with 40. He's going to be on the show next Tuesday. If you'd like to come down, come on down. If you'd like to call, call. But otherwise, I've got to back you off, BN.
In closing.
In closing.
Story.
Yes. This is BC. Bitter Caucasian telling you, BN, to back off. Okay, in closing what?
When 40 comes to JFK, Don in Mike's place, he'll tap, dance, and shuffle a smile on their face.
He is an angry man.
He is bitter.
He does not like Mr. 40.
Dan. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
This is John. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Hello, John.
So I'm not even listening right now.
How are you, John?
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
Excuse me?
We're doing great.
You guys were great in Manhattan. I'm the guy who ran from 42nd Street just to catch us.
Oh, thank you for coming all the way down.
All right, and thanks for the autographs, guys.
All right, you got it.
Love the show.
Okay, thank you.
Keep
Love
listening.
You. Thank you, my friend.
And I pass the word all the time, Don and Mike.
We appreciate
Excellent.
It. Thank you, John.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Buzz, no actual newsmakers there, so let's go to your cubicle.
Who knew? Confusing doesn't even begin to describe the battle over the ballot. Suffice it to say, it's still not settled, but here's what happened today. George W. Bush lost his bid to stop the recount by hand in Florida, but only because the federal judge said it's a matter for a state court, not a federal court.
Mm.
The recount by
hand... there's a ballsy judge.
Yeah.
You know, what is one of these judges just going to make a decision?
Apparently not. Not right away, anyway.
Unbelievable. It's ridiculous.
The recount by hand may have to stop anyway, because 5 p.m. tomorrow is the deadline for that. The Florida Secretary of State says it's time to stop counting and recounting, so she set that deadline. Democrats say her deadline is arbitrary and unreasonable, and they say they'll file a lawsuit to keep the recount going.
Listen, doesn't anybody from the Democrats or the Republicans get the feeling now from us, Joe Sixpack, the American public, that we're friggin' sick of this?
Oh, absolutely.
We're sick of the fact that both sides are suing.
Mm-hmm.
Just count the votes. Count the votes. Whoever loses... He's already effed for the next 4 years because his presidency is going to be tainted. At this point, I'd say probably if I'm advising these guys, to one of them, I'd say, you want to guarantee you win in 2004?
Concede now.
Why don't you just back down now? Say, I'm doing this for the good of the country.
Right.
The other guy wins. Put it on the other guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, I think when you're talking about Gore, Gore's the one right now that could say, hey, just... accept it, accept the second recount, right. And he would be taking the higher ground. And I never thought I'd say this. I really would think that that would be the right thing to do. That
you
might
know,
be.
And I told Mike on Friday before we got on the air, because we're trying not to have these serious goddamn right. political discussions on the radio anymore. I said the one thing that pisses me off, and this was on Friday, was the fact that the Democrats are getting all this legal stuff going.
Uh-huh.
Well, then it turns out I wake up Saturday,
yeah.
I get the newspaper. The Republicans are suing Gore because they don't want another hand count. It's like, you know, they're both bad. They're both effed up. Listen, one of you guys lost.
Uh-huh.
Just count the votes. Stop the lawsuits.
Count the votes and get it done quick.
I mean, this is the greatest nation in the world, but we look like dick.
That's true. We do.
I mean, really, we look so foolish. And look at the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus right. Christ. Don't do it for the country. Do it for the people who are in the stock market.
Yeah, really. NASDAQ closed down 62. Dow was down today 85. At one point, it was down 280-some points.
Yeah, we're getting our asses kicked.
And they are laughing at us in England and in Germany. It's very much true.
But, you know, I'd hate it to end now. And now that Secretary of State in Florida says, okay, we're not going to count anymore. That bugs me, too. You know, I'm almost like, just count all the votes. If you want to do them by hand, do it for the whole state of Florida. Get it done by hand. It takes 10 days and done.
There are so many conflicting laws and rules that disagree, that contradict each other.
You know, Florida is one effed up state.
It's amazing.
I mean, it really is.
It is truly amazing.
I'm thinking about moving there, as a matter of fact. It's so effed up. Sounds like a great state to me. First, I got, like... No state tax.
Right.
Right? They got no income tax. Somebody
can take your house.
Yeah. Somebody said, that's why all these athletes live in Miami, because they all get to keep all the money they make.
That's right.
Not to mention the fact that all the laws down there contradict each other.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Volusia County, Florida. I don't know if it can be stopped now, as a matter of fact. Volusia County, Florida is suing to extend the deadline for counties to report their vote counts. So now we have a county that's suing also. And both the Bush and Gore camps are supporting and have become part of that lawsuit. Al Gore, meanwhile, says he wouldn't want to win a tainted election, and he says George W. Bush wouldn't want to win that way either.
Yeah, too bad. Either guy, whoever wins now, he's out.
He's screwed.
It's absolutely tainted.
I mean, there's no way that it's going to be any other way. Speaking at the White House today, Gore says it's important to spend the days necessary to fairly determine the winner.
Ugh.
He says the integrity of our democracy is more important than who wins the election.
Hey, listen, douchebag, we have no integrity left. We had an election. I wasn't calling you a douchebag, but
no,
whoever
I know.
Said that, Bush or Gore.
Right.
We had an election a week ago. Jesus Christ, a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is not Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
This is the United States of America. Just pick a winner. I don't care which guy it is at this point.
I don't think anybody does at this point.
Just pick the winner.
Pick a winner.
Let's move on.
As goes Cedar County, Iowa, so goes the nation. If you think the presidential vote was close nationally, wait till you hear about Cedar County. There, each candidate got 4,025 votes. It was a tie. Notice I say was. County officials in Cedar County, Iowa, are meeting today to talk about a recount there.
I'm sure someone will sue somebody there.
No
Jesus
doubt.
Christ.
NBC calls in the president we can all agree on, President Bartlett from the West Wing, played by Martin Sheen.
I just want to say one thing, and the more I think about this, the more, you know, hey, I know we've had the Electoral College around, I can't believe that. The Electoral College has been around for a million years, but I'll tell you right now, if we don't have the Electoral College, this thing's already over, and it would be easier to decide this. I mean, the reason this is so screwed up is because we have this one state that's screwing up the whole country.
Right, but see, that's not going to happen because it takes three-quarters of the states to change the Constitution, and all the small states are going to vote against the idea because they think they'll get passed over anyway.
It's crazy, man.
So, President Bartlett from the West Wing, played by Martin Sheen. Sheen, also known as Bartlett, may have lost half the country's support when he badmouthed George W. Bush over the weekend. He called W. a white-knuckled drunk who's still in denial about his alcohol abuse problem. Quoting Sheen, "You have got to be in a program. I did not make up the rule about that." He should know Sheen is also a recovering substance abuser. Sheen says he does not mean to insult Bush, but he says he's concerned that Bush never got counseling after his drunk driving arrest.
Okay, listen, something about nobody gives a crap what Martin Sheen thinks.
An actor.
Yeah. He's an actor in a television show. Shut up.
Shut up.
Do what you do, Martin Sheen. Go out and protest and get arrested for Greenpeace or whoever that was. But then shut up.
He's a good president on that TV show.
Yeah, but I mean, who's next? What, is Kevin James going to come out and give us his thoughts on this? Are Dharma and Greg going to come out and tell us? I don't care what some dick actor thinks.
Right.
I really don't.
I don't either. That's why I don't like Charlton Heston.
A Pennsylvania woman is facing 10 years in prison for poisoning her husband's mashed potatoes.
Now, here's a story I can relate to.
26-year-old Heather Miller admits that she and a female neighbor plotted to kill Kevin after the two of them started having an affair, the woman and her female neighbor.
I'll make his favorite mashed potatoes.
But Heather says,
when he comes in to eat them, he'll be dead. He'll be deader than a doornail.
Heather says she backed out of the plan. Prosecutors say she only backed out because she got arrested first.
Uh-huh.
Today, Heather was sentenced. Heather's husband says the two of them have gotten back together and that the poisoned potatoes incident was just a domestic situation that got out of hand.
There's a bright man.
Jesus Christ. hold on, Buzz.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, a friend of mine went to high school in Florida, and the age of consent down there was 12.
I don't doubt that.
It's true. No problem. Whatever. Old enough to breed. Old enough to breed.
That's why Charlie Broyhill is packing up everything, moving to Florida right now.
He's going
to
establish residence down there.
Right in front of some middle school.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey,
Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Calling to say howdy from Texas.
Adam?
I'm sitting here in Austin, and I'm picking you up on the mighty KCJJ out of Iowa.
Wow.
You know, that station in Iowa has one mf'er of a signal.
That is a flamethrower.
What is that? What is that dial position? It's some wacky, like, 15-something, isn't it?
Oh, the guy just hung up. Hold on.
KCJJ.
Let me look it up for a second.
Come on, Don.
Hold on a second. I'm looking as fast as I can.
Take your time, Don.
No, 1630.
Way up
that's,
there.
That's like at the very end.
Yeah, 1630
Radio Land
on AM. But I tell you, they got a signal. I think they sent us some propaganda. They go into 38 states at night or something like that.
1630. Great dial position. A hell of a year.
Buzz, hold on. More news. More comments coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.